John Main, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hunt? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. John Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
Bar sippin', car dippin', Grant Wood grain grippin', still sippin' on four bowls, rappin' four bowls, rappin' four hoes, no hackin', no packin', four blowin' on that endo, GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. These niggas don't understand me, cause I'm boss hog on candy, top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy, pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress, big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding free wheel, sliding like a escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house, huh?
Sippin' on fofos, rappin' fofos, rappin' fofos, rappin' fofos, and I'm flipping. Wood grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lying, switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your dame missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and sir sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hose bob with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pain of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. It tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me.
People's champ. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84s poking out at the club, I'm showing out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Biggest diamonds off in my mouth, princess cuts all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range, dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch a house or switch a blast. Mike Jones, he running the game and magnificent. By this cash, Michael Watts, he made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G-Dash took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T-Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's Power Wild, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5'9 South Lee, baby. Holla at me.
Alrighty, welcome to The Cut Goes Down Global 14 Radio. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. Host Onyx on the line with you, also other host Golden Fleece. What's good?
Yo, yo, man, still tipping. That was my joint when that shit came out, yo. Still tipping. Where the hell is Mike Jones?
Yeah, hey, who, I mean, shoot, that, in fact, that's like what the Twitter says, like, where is Mike Jones or whatever. I have no idea, but hopefully homie can come out, do his thing. I mean, you got to know, you already know from Texas, being from Texas, that was definitely the record. We had heard it before it went mainstream, so when we saw it on the BET Awards, it was just like, man, this is our moment. So it was a great proud moment for Texas, you know.
Nah, that was dope. That was real dope. I remember that, man. And I just remember this song. This song was the shit when it first came out. I remember Mike Watts, DJ, and while the little light skin joint was dancing in front of the turntables. I remember that video vividly, man. I really love that song. That whole Texas movement was killing it at that time, for real.
Yes, it was. It was definitely the start of something great. And I'm privileged, and we are privileged to have DJ Michael Watts coming on the line with us live tonight, as well as Benzino, the Source Magazine, Hip Hop Weekly, Love and Hip Hop, ATL.
Yes,
I mean, this is going to be a dope little episode right here. I'm excited.
Yeah, man, Mike Watts, you know what I'm saying? Michael Watts, he made me hot. You know what I'm saying? That you know that line by Paul Wall. Everybody know Mike Watts out of Texas. And we got the Animal Benzino, man. It's so intricate behind the scenes of a lot of things that go on in hip-hop. I know a lot of people know him, you know, new generation or whatever, for the love of hip-hop of Atlanta. But Benzino been putting in work for a long time, since the almighty RSO. Shout out Boston. You know what I'm saying? You know, Benzino's been intricate for a long time, man. And the streets know Benzino. You know, so looking forward to this show, for real, man. Two good guys on this joint.
Most definitely, and I already have like 3 people waiting to speak to our guests, so hopefully, you know, we can get through everybody and get you guys online. You know, call first, 760-913-4119. Get in the queue first. We may not be able to take all the calls. We're going to take as many as we can. Also, if you didn't get an opportunity to listen to last week's episode, you may have seen it in the blogs by now. We actually had an independent recording artist by the name of Aztec from Brooklyn, New York, but we also had the lovely Mimi Faust, also Loving Hip Hop ATL, Stevie J's baby mama, Boss Kick.
Shout out to all
over
the blogs that picked
right
up
now.
Shout out all the blogs that picked that up, man. Shout out all the blogs that's showing us love and accepting our interviews. We really appreciate that. And, you know, Mimi just kept it Mimi, man. She went in.
Yeah.
She talked about a lot of different things. And then if you saw that season finale, it was just, it was like the icing on the cake. So, man, Loving Hip Hop Atlanta. It's just one of those shows that I think is ingrained now in our culture. I don't think it's going nowhere. Anytime soon, you know, the people on it just have interesting lives, and it plays out in a crazy way. So, shout out that interview with Mimi last week, man. We love that joint. She even told us to call her this week. She probably forgot about that now. She might be out somewhere partying, but we still gonna try to hit her up. We gonna see what's up.
We can definitely do that. Take a quick break and hit her up because that would be very interesting. She said she had a couple questions herself, so that's. Who knows what's going to happen tonight. Also, this is your first time checking in with us. Thank you. We appreciate you. This is Jermaine Dupriest, Global 14 Radio via the brand Global14.com, which is his social networking site. So it doesn't end on Wednesday nights. We do head over to Global 14, and we keep the thing rolling. We keep talking and discussing and, you know, networking and linking up via there. So go over there, check it out, you know, get your little profile and see what it do. And then also, we've had a lot of people hit us up about how they can be featured and how they get the music played and considered and all of that. So pass the mic to you, homie, so you can let them know what they need to do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You know you could catch us on our Twitter pages. Onyx is Onyx254. I'm The Glue, THAGLUE, on Twitter. Hit us up on our direct messages. Let us know what you want to basically have us do, not just play the record. We're going to play the record, that's cool, but what's your goal? What you trying to have us do? How can we roll you out in the right way? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people hit us with links. Check out my music. The world is full of music. You know what I'm saying? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Where you come from? You got a project coming up. Let us know how we can roll it out properly for you. Or you can hit us up, of course, on global14.com, and we always on that joint. Onyx is just Onyx on Global 14. I'm Golden Fleece on Global 14. Send us a private message like I would like to be on the show. Just let us know about you again. You know what I'm saying? Network with us, man. We'll get you on there. We'll try to promote what you got going on in the right way. And also, just to let you know, that show is constructive criticism show. Like, people call in and say if they like the song. We tell you what we think about the song. So, you know, we could think something's great. And if something needs work, we're going to be like, yo, maybe you could work on this. Maybe you could work on that. Of course, we're not the end-all, be-all, but at the same time, we definitely all can help each other. So we're not going to be no yes men, like, oh, this shit is crazy, and it's really not.
Exactly.
It's not. We're going to find a nice way to tell you, maybe you should go back to the lab, work on something, and everybody should embrace that because it all helps us. You know what I'm saying? When we started doing this radio show, people hit us up. Like, yo, man, we loving the show, but maybe this and maybe that. And, you know, we all took that in consideration. And, you know, as it grows and grows, people are like, yo, it's dope, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. So it's all love, man. We all here to help each other, man. Hit us up, and we'll get your joints played, man.
That's what's up. Straight like that. Well, again, tonight, you guys, you heard, like we said, and like we promised, DJ Michael Watts will be coming on the line. Also got Benzino. So first up is going to be DJ Michael Watts. If you want to get your calls in now, do so at 760-913-4119. We have the privilege also. I love that word tonight. That's my word for tonight, privilege. We have a great honor to play this record of his. This is actually Big Crit. I know all of you are familiar with Big Crit. He did an official Swisher House, you know, compilation with Michael Watts, DJ Michael Watts, and this is My Trunk featuring Trinidad James. This is fire. So stay tuned. Michael Watts up next. G14 ready to cut.
Yep.
Yeah. My trunk, push his car, the home, down the bar. right. Pushing buttons, catty corner, crushing clubs and buses that come down on a fuck the night. Riding dirty, cool, but tight. I put the pressure on her pistol when she on the light. Any nigga with a player for it.
Michael Watts, my trunk big cut Jimmy that James. My nigga, didn't I tell you that that was live?
That
you know
shit,
I'm over here live.
That shit had a mind of his own real quick. I was like, damn, that must be some new shit they doing over in Houston. They speeding it, chopping it.
Nah, hey, that's the legendary, that's the whole like legacy of the chop and screw and stuff, and a lot of niggas took it and just did the screw and they ain't really did the chops, and that's just the like that's the culture of the Houston, Texas, you know, and the way that they do things, and it's been like that forever. So shout out to Big Crit Mississippi holding it down and Trina J. James ATL getting on the track. We got Mike Watts coming on the line. I promise you he's coming in. I just texted him. Everything is all good. I'm finna play this other record from his artist D Boss of Switcher House Records. This is called Hella Cute. This is an exclusive, not heard before. When we come back, Mike Watts on the line. If you want to speak to him, get your calls in now, 760-913-4119.
Baby, I'm a vet. She say she got a couple friends, told her that's a bet.
Yeah.
dime piece.
Dime
you know
piece.
I keep a few. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute.
Dime piece. I keep a few.
She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute.
It got the best of me. She told me she was hungry, sex gon' be the recipe. She know I run the streets, and yeah, they keep on blessing me. And I don't mess with nagging women at all. Don't need them stressing me. Yeah, I'm stress free, gotta love these bitches. Let me say it again, yeah, I love these bad bitches. She be in the club, looking classy, taking pictures. When I get her home, she hop on it like a stripper. Whip gang bitches, keep a few bitches. She say I'm the truth, told me come and get it. When I get up in it, we gon' be a minute. From start to the finish, I'm the realest nigga in it, yeah.
Dime piece, you know I keep a few. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Dime piece, I keep a few. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly.
Every time I'm feeling stressed, she knows just what she do. And every time I bust me one, make sure she bust me two. Hit her from the front, hit her from the back. She know that pussy good whenever I leave. She know I'm coming back. Hella cute, bad, and she know it's real. I got that platinum D, come get your record deal. Step up to the mic and gonna spit a verse. The sessions that we had, they never be rehearsed. Gun range fucking, keep the pussy bustin'. She been down the longest, so you know she won't for nothing. Let me get up in it, we gon' be a minute. From start to the finish, I'm the realest in it.
Dime piece, you know I keep a few. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Dime piece, I keep a few. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute.
See us in her sessions, baby, act a fool. And every time I lead her eyes, you know I pack it too. She got a swimming pool, wetter than Atlantis. And when I make it home, she know that it's on. Have on your fucking panties. Dime piece, won't you take this nine piece? Put it in your Louis bag, bring that money back. Once you bring it back, help me count these rings. Take her to the mall and let her blow some sex. Sex game vicious, plus she tastes delicious. Started in the bed, but we finished in the kitchen. When I finish pitching, I'ma come and get it. From start to the finish, I'm the realest nigga in it, yeah.
Dime piece, you know I keep a few. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Dime piece, I keep a few. She fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute. Fuck me like she ugly, but she hella cute.
Already, that was D-Boss, Pusha House recording artist. That was hella cute. Definitely feeling that record. And like promised, we got DJ Michael 5K Watts on the line. What's good?
Hey, what's good?
Nothing. Legend, pioneer on the line. We're excited to have you also host Golden Features
yes,
on the line,
yes.
too.
Shout out to homie Mike Watts on the line. Pleasure, my brother.
All right, that's what's up, man. Who is this?
Golden Fleece,
yo.
Other host of the show.
Okay, man, it's all good, man. It's good meeting you, brother. First time, man.
You too, my man. Yeah, definitely. You too, my man. Real glad to have you on the show, bro.
Alright, what's up, man?
So, Watts, we definitely had to open up the show with the still tripping joint. a lot of people are familiar with that record, homie. It's from upstate New York. He said he remembers when that record came out, so you could just imagine, of course, the impact it played. And we want to take it back and go to that time when y'all first was launching the Swisher House movement and just really getting out there on the independent grind and then kind of lead up into what you got going on now. So thank you so much again for coming through tonight.
Oh, it's no problem. It's an honor. Like I said, man, it's good, man, to be around good people, man, talking about good things, man.
Most definitely. Alrighty, that's the start. And so I'm from Killeen, Texas. You know, we ain't big like Houston, but we've been knowing about the Houston movement and all of that when it first went down, the day hell broke loose, all of those mixtapes. But prior to that, prior to Mike Watts even going up to the record station, I hear that you used to work at 97.9. Prior to all of that, how did you even get into music and the whole DJing aspect?
All right, man, first of all, I'm still at 97.9. Believe it or not, I'm still there.
Okay.
And actually, yeah, man, I'm still there. I'm probably in the game, man. You know, I'm still there. And I just got into music, man, when I was in eighth grade. I started DJing in eighth grade, and I was doing mixtapes then, and I just kind of stuck to it, you know?
Most definitely. So the mixtapes back then, I think they call it party tapes, is what I...
Yeah,
is
man.
What
I might have to tell people, man, I'm old school, man, brother. I mean, I was on mixtapes when they was actually on tape, you know what I mean?
Right. I remember the screw and the... Man, it's a lot that I want to ask you and my host as well. We got some callers that's on the line. They're real excited for you to be on. So started the DJing in the eighth grade and all of that. And then so when did you know that you had skills? I mean, DJing the parties, passing out mixtapes, selling the tapes, people come back, give you the feedback?
Yeah, you know what? I realized that I had skills when I actually started making money off of it, when it grew beyond a hobby into a business. You know, I supported myself through high school and college, man, just from DJing.
Wow. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And so what college did you attend out there in H?
I went to Houston Community College out here.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And then got the job at the record label, 97.9, still there. And tell us how,
yeah,
I know you linked up with OG Ron C. Shout out to him. And tell us about that whole situation and how Swisher House was even birthed.
I hooked up with Ron C, man. We were working at 97.9 The Box together, right? And Ron C was more like the person that was more of want to be the radio station DJ, right? Like, he's more on that level. And I've always been more on the street end of it. You know, even though I was working at the radio station, but I've always been on the street end of the music business. And I was talking to Ron C, and I was always arguing with him, telling him, man, look, man, the real money's on the street, man. It's like, you know, it's on the street, and you make your own destiny. When you make your own destiny, nobody can really limit you or put a salary cap on you, or you can't fire yourself. You know what I mean?
So I always
believed in that, and I wanted to teach him that same thing. So I finally talked to him into coming out and hanging down the street with me, right? So when he really started seeing the money coming around, now he ended up leaving the radio station and started working with me doing the Swisher House stuff.
Most definitely. And so then your artists, your first couple of artists that you had, and how did you even discover the artists that you're going to put on Swisher House? Tell us about that whole formula of putting the mixtapes together and putting it out and creating that fan base that you guys have.
Man, you know, it's crazy, man. It wasn't when we first started doing the Swisher House, it wasn't done by science, man. It was by all of us that had a love for the music and a passion for the game, and we were all doing it for fun. The first artist that I really came across was Slim Thug, Mario, Camila, and Paul Wall. I kind of met all of those guys at the same time, and those guys used to come to this place called the All-Star that me and Ron C used to DJ at.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a teen spot. And what we used to do, we used to let the rappers go up there and just freestyle every night that we were there. And they were like the best ones that was there. So we just asked them to start coming by the house and start doing some freestyles on there. And They came by there and started rapping on the tapes, and it grew from that point into what it is today.
That's crazy, because when you talk about it, I remember my brother coming home from school, 7th grade, and my brother's like, I got the new Swisher House tape, Like, he would go up to Houston to get those tapes, you know, go up to Houston to get this music and come back and use the shit if you came back and had the new stuff, you know, before anybody else in the city. It was a big deal. And that's crazy to know that stretched that far in across Texas, period. And so then tell us about the success when you guys approached, when finally the labels caught on to this whole Texas movement. Can you kind of take us down that lane and tell us what that was about?
You know, it's crazy, right?
I
had to step out real quick. As you were speaking, Big Pokey from the Screwed Up Click just walked up, so I'm sorry. I just got a little distracted.
Really? Yo,
that's
what's up. Salute.
Shout out Big Pokey in the building.
yeah, he just walked up, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, most definitely. Tell Mike. That's what's
so,
up.
I don't mean to disrespect, but could you ask me that question one more time again?
Yeah, it's no problem. I wanted you to let our audience know and us as well how the whole deal came about with Swisher House. I know you guys got an independent, and how you know, just kind of tell us about that whole situation. A lot of people are confused with the way that deals work, but how did yours actually come about?
Actually, the deal came about because we were selling mixtapes then, right? And actually, our mixtapes were outselling everything in retail, the ones that we were, you know, that we actually put in the stores. We was outselling commercial retail. So it got to a point of people start asking, what is this, you know, that's outselling our shit? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we got I got my first record deal from this distributor called Southwest Wholesale. They were based out of Houston. And they funded my first record. My first commercial album was The Day Hell Broke Loose One.
Mm-hmm.
And The Day Hell Broke Loose One, it ended up selling like 100,000 copies out here.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Independent. No promotion, no airplay, nothing. They sold 100,000 copies. And from that point, we put out Mike Jones' first commercial release, and that was first round draft pick, and he did it with Magno. It was like a duo album. It was Mike Jones and Magno. That was the second commercial release that we put out, and I think the numbers on that was probably like 50,000 or 60,000. And what happened is the Warner Brothers were interested in the brand. So at that point, we had Mike Jones assigned to us, and he was the first artist that we was able to put out on a commercial solo level to a major.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And their first record was Who Was Mike Jones, and it sold 2 million copies.
That's crazy.
It
sold nice.
2 million. Yeah. first release, I'm telling you. And the crazy thing about it, when we worked with Mike Jones, we built that buzz up with him over a 2.5 year span.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, that whole movement and that whole, we hadn't seen anything that great since the Cash Money days when they came out and just took over on a crazy route. Crazy, just went crazy with it, take off. Wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah, man.
And
the whole Swisher House movement was actually fueled by the Screwed Up Click, you know, because Screw was the first person to start doing slow down music, right? But what I did different when I started doing it, instead of making it so underground, we made it where it was commercial, and we made it very neutral. So that way, if you're in any kind of walk of life, you don't have to be somebody from the hood to really like this stuff. You know what I mean?
And we
actually took something that people like down here and commercialized it. So.
No, yeah, I definitely did something new, and still people to this day are still buying the albums and still buying the Fuck Action, OG Ron Steve, that still go hard. I mean, just all of that is still relevant today and still moving forward. And you got a nice roster now, and you still got Little Kiki and all of these people on the label now. Now, we want to get into that also. Gordon, I want to bring you on the line so you can kind of get into the most current projects and ask the homie a couple questions as well.
Definitely, man. You know, I got to touch back on a little bit of the past, though, man. Like, I just remember, you know, when I first started listening to the Texas music was, you know, people started putting me on the UGK. I had moved from New York to Florida. People started putting me on the new UGK. But I was also a big fan of Ghetto Boys, huge fan of Ghetto Boys. And so I started listening to Texas music. But when it really exploded, like Mike Ross was just saying, with the whole Mike Jones movement, the Slim Thugs and different people just coming out of the woodworks, Chameleon Air and everything like that, one thing I did notice was the research I had to do on Screw. This was huge, man. I saw a video of I don't know how many people in the streets in front of that shack, that store that he used to sell his tapes out of, waiting on these tapes. What were those days like, Mike? Were you around that store when a bunch of people were sitting there waiting for those tapes to be put out?
Actually, to tell the truth, man, I wasn't around the store at that time. Really, you know what I mean? I used to hang around some of the cats when they used to go to Screw's house before he had the store. You know? Yeah, I got hip to this shit before the store even existed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm from the north side, right? And I had friends that used to go all the way over to the south side to go buy his mixtapes when they came out.
Yes.
And he had, like, he was running out of his house like a trap. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, his house was fired up like a trap. I'm telling you, man, you'd think this man is selling dope, how the traffic was over there to get these damn mixtapes. You know what I mean?
No, most definitely, man. I saw it on video, and I was like, what the hell are they? They all waiting for a tape? Like, this dude really had it pumping out there. And I just went and did the research of the whole history and just saw that, wow, while people are stuck in their little bubbles in New York and L.A., they don't know what's the next thing coming, but you could see from that video that that shit was going to explode.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I got to say this about Screw music, right? For his time, that was the I Be Damn hustle at that time. Who would think that making slow down music would make millions of dollars? Who would have thought of that?
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's huge. That's huge. And when you say that, you realize the power of music and you realize the power of innovation and being creative. You know,
and that shows that people have a hunger for something that's different, you know.
Right.
That hunger for something new and different and innovative, that's what took the whole Screw movement to the level that it was, you know.
No, you're exactly right. And the creativity needs to continue, because even though that was back then, you guys are still left a mark on people that's coming out now, the ASAP Rockies of the world. These guys are Harlem, New York, and you guys are like the foundation of their music. You know what I'm saying? So I remember, I'll never forget hearing my first song. It was a Tupac song that was slowed down. I was high as a kite off trees in the car with my homies, and they put this shit in, and I swear, man, I was like, yo, what the hell did I just experience? So I can imagine how many people was riding around Texas, blowing on some dank, drinking, and listening to this shit, like, wait till the world hears this type of shit, because it don't sound like nothing that you've heard before.
No, I'm gonna tell you the crazy shit, right? This right here was a big myth, right, with people when it comes down to Screw music, right? Mm-hmm. People think that you have to actually be high to enjoy it. This is not so, you know what I mean? Because when I had my shop, I mean, there were people picking up my shit. These weren't people that was getting high or something. It was like kids coming in with their mom and doctors and lawyers and actually police officers coming to get this shit. You know what I mean? Like, people from all walks of life, man. You know, these aren't the people that's smoking weed and getting turfed. Now, these people that's actually consumers, they're buying this shit as consumers because they enjoy it. And I know that a lot of these people don't even get high. I mean, people from all nationalities, you know, like Mexican people, Japanese people, and white people, and, you know, it was crazy, man, you know?
No, that is crazy, man. It just so happened the first time I ever experienced it, I was.
Yeah.
So it even took me to another place. But that it's incredible that, you know what I'm saying, you listen to that music and it was formatted by you guys. Now, this leads to my next question. When you're getting into it and you know there's a certain way to do it, and then you hear other people trying to do it, did you guys feel some type of way like, yo, they not even doing it right? They taking it, man, they not even doing it right. Or did you feel like, okay, well, at least they trying to copy what we dealing with over here?
I'm going to tell you something. It's an art to that shit. You know what I mean?
Right,
what Screw did is an art. You know what I mean? What I do is an art. It's not this so much of a person just slowing down a record. There's an art behind this stuff. You know what I mean? And you hear other people, they're trying to emulate it, but they don't really understand what the art is of it, you know?
Right. And I think, you know, I was talking to one of my homies who's he's a Texas native, and he was like, man, you know, there's DJs that could teach other DJs how to really screw a record. They should have came with a school about that, because everybody wants to try to chop and screw a record, but they don't know how to do it right. We these niggas need lessons. And I was like, you know what's crazy, man, is when you put something together like that, you don't want people fucking it up. You don't want people just doing
it, man.
You want people to do it right.
It's just like with every DJ, right? Good DJs and producers, man, what they have is a recipe. You know what I mean? Like Timbaland, you know what I mean? You can sit up under Timbaland and watch him do a track all day long. But your shit will probably never sound like his, because he has that recipe. You know what I mean? Even though you might know the formula, but you don't have it in you to do that. You're not, you know,
right.
You don't have that right. Natural born recipe in you to do it.
Right.
You know, because like,
right.
with I'm going to tell you real shit, right? When I do a project, right, this shit literally takes me 2 days to do it. You know what I mean? Like if I'm taking your shit and I'm doing a Swiss House remix to it, it takes me 2 days to do it. Cause it's not hard.
Shit,
I'm not just
right.
taking your shit and just slowing down and shit like that. You know what I mean? Everything
right.
has a meaning.
Right.
The chop has a meaning. How the bass hits is a meaning. The song that I put behind the song has a meaning. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's more than just that. You know what I mean?
So it's more than cats just taking a laptop or an effect and turning it down so they could get a sound type shit. Yeah. Nah, I feel
yeah,
you
exactly.
100%.
When I add an effect, it's not just to put that effect. That effect has a meaning. And the people that's right. into it, they feel that. You know what I mean?
Right.
They feel
right.
that. And out of all of DJ and stuff like that, to be honest with you, doing the screw the chop music, doing right is... It's not easy, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
right.
To do it right, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy, honestly.
Let me also get into it. I had a quick question about the whole Houston scene when it was booming like that.
Yeah.
I remember that you guys did a big photo shoot. It was somewhere in Houston where it was everybody. I think even the people that had problems with each other was in this picture.
Yeah.
I want to say it was in the Source
yeah.
magazine. Was it the Source magazine
yeah, it was.
That did that?
Yeah, it was
okay,
the Source magazine. Yeah.
And I remember looking down that line and I was like, wow, like Houston's about to really crush it for a long time. But then things start happening. You start hearing people having little beefs with this person and do you think there was a specific thing that made the Houston movement kind of stop before it should have stopped? Was there anything in the climate, in the air in Houston that we don't know about that kind of just was like, well, Houston's done for its run, or nah, some shit happened, people didn't stick together?
This is what I noticed. This is what I noticed from hip-hop from all the time I've been involved in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop is like a revolving door. You know what I mean? It's like a door that moves from place to place. You know what I mean? With
right.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, the door was open for Cleveland. You know what I mean? And then, you know, they had the L.A. movement before with Snoop and all the L.A. cats then. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and remember, the door first opened in New York, and it left New York. You know what I mean? It got to a point where New
yep.
York was not supporting hip-hop no more. Whoever would have
yep.
thought that door would have left New York?
Right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think that door just left left Houston and went somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. It plays hopscotch with the different areas. It's like I remember Nelly coming out in St. Louis. When I heard that song first, I was like, okay, well, they got something to say, and I guess it's time for people to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. I guess hip-hop does have its places where it goes and goes and goes, and I think that's good for music, you know what I'm saying, because places that you haven't been, you want to hear what those people been through, what they talking about, things of that nature. One last question before we bring the callers on, because I know they want to talk to you. And I got to ask you this, man, because I didn't grow up in the South. I never touched the stuff in my life. But to be honest, man, this stuff has affected a lot of great MCs. But it's a huge phenomenon. The Drink, the Scissor, Pimp C, DJ Screw, at least that's what they're saying could have been the cause. Being in Houston and knowing that stuff has an effect on people, but you've seen some of the greats, well, they say that they didn't make it because of it. How does that make you feel? Is there any conscious effort to try to stop people from even touching it because of that stuff, or is it just like, yo, listen, you're going to pass for something anyway, so we're going to keep drinking?
You know what? At the end of the day, I like to, like, I would just hope that people don't do anything suicidal for themselves, you know, but,
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you ask me, do I think you should drink it, I think you should do it in moderation, you know what I mean? I don't think you should make it a habit, you know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, I really want you to do what makes you happy and not kill your fucking self. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can just say this to me. I'm not a syrup drinker like that. I might do it occasionally, and that might be like one sip a year. And it's like I've always been like that. I've never really been a drinker, syrup drinker like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. I can say that I haven't done other detrimental shit to myself, but I just happen to have not been a syrup drinker. You know what I mean?
Yo, Mike, chill, man. We want you around for a long time. Don't be doing no detrimental shit out here, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do that, man. So I'm just saying, man, if you're a drinker, don't do it every day. Drink in moderation, you know what I mean? Be a casual drinker because you will save a lot of money that way.
That's what's up. I know we got some callers. Oh, I know we got some callers that want to talk to Mike Watch. You want to bring them on right now?
I'll go ahead and do that. I do have somebody on the line from the 254 area code where I'm from. I want to say this is a DJ himself, but I'm not sure. Area code 254, you have with G14 Ready to Cut and DJ Michael Watts.
Hello.
Yo. Hey, I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, Watts, what up? This is DJ the Sick One out of Killeen, Texas. Killeen Mixtape King, man. I just want to really ain't got no question. I just want to let you know, like, you, Ron C, and Screw are, like, influences for my DJ style and how I got into DJing. And because, like, I host a lot of mixtapes, and a lot of people be like, man, you don't yell like Drama, or you don't yell like DJ Scream, and Who Kid? And I'm like, but shoot, when I listened to tapes when I was little, all I heard was talking, like, you need to say something, you say it, and then you get back to the music. And I just want to say, man, you might, well, one of my big inspirations for how I DJ, and I look up to you, man.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. And for all y'all online that don't know about Killeen, Texas, that is one place where you need to go promote your music out there because there's a big military base there, and if you get the soldiers on your shit can spread all over America and worldwide, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're coming out here to Texas and you're doing your promo, make sure you do go to Killeen and promote your shit.
Most definitely. All righty.
Well, go there before you come to Houston. Yeah, shout out to Killeen, Texas. That's what it is. 254. That's what it is.
All righty. We appreciate you, the Sick One, calling in. Thank you so much, Tony.
That. You already know we're holding it down. Oh, and watch, man. I had met you at South by Southwest last year. I don't know if you remember. It's me and my partner. We had the black and yellow on. We gave you the business card, flash drive that had the mixtape and information on it. I don't know if you remember that, but that was
Yeah, you know what? And at South by Southwest, it just I could flood it with so much stuff, it'd be hard for me to keep it. You know what I mean?
Already.
Yeah, you know, you're four days and 100 mixtapes. You know, what I mean? Right, 4 days and 100 mixtapes, man. But all good, man. You know, I'm gonna put my website on here, so it's better to email me the music than give it to me in a hand like that, because that way I can always go online and find it.
Already, I feel that. But yeah, man,
good,
keep
man.
Doing
but
your
man,
thing, man. We look up to you, man. We're gonna keep supporting you already.
All good, man. Man, I appreciate you, bro.
Definitely. That's what's up, and it's how does it feel? I want to ask you a question before you bring one more call in. How does it feel to when you hear people, like myself, fans, been in Texas for a minute, know the legacy where it started, and just newfound fans as well, like the hosts and then the DJs that look up to you. How does that feel to you to know that you paved the way and kind of pioneered this whole Texas rap scene?
Man, you know what? It feels good, man, to be appreciated for the work that you've done, you know? You know, and all the work I've been a part of, you know, because I didn't do this shit by myself. It's the whole team effort to do a lot of the stuff that we have accomplished over here at Swiss House. So it feels really good, man, to know that your work is appreciated, you know?
Most definitely. And then also, we do have, and it's so funny because you're really making people nervous, I have to tell you, because I'm getting, like, text messages and Facebook messages, and I have like three people on the line right now who kind of don't even know what to say to you, you know, and that's crazy. Like that's got to be just a humbling moment to know that you're literally just, you know, people are just like, this is a dude right here, like just humbled and blessed to have you as a presence on the show tonight. So we thank you for that, and we want to keep you on a little bit longer, you know. Go ahead.
I want to say something that might break some people's ice right now. I'm trying to break the ice with the people right now. Look, man, I'm a really down-to-earth person. Now, I know that every picture that y'all see me on, I look mean, I look like I'm about to get in a fight with somebody, or I had a bad day. For some reason, the photographer always want to pick those pictures, man, but no question is a dumb question. So, honestly, if it's something you want to ask, just go ahead and ask, because if I need something for you, I'm going to ask.
I know that's right.
True that. Closed mouths don't get fed, man. You got to, you know, you got to step up to the plate, take the swings. If you don't swing, you don't hit nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
We got Mike Watts on the line, and, you know, shit, we could talk to Mike Watts all day. There's so much that this man has done.
I've got several questions for him. I tried to be generous and share and everything, but
well, I got lots. We're trying to get him in because, you know, it's about the audience. It's about the fans, and we know, you know, that they be called. Want to talk, but shit, if there's nobody on the line right now, you know, we keep talking to him, let him know what he got coming up, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature.
I got somebody that has, well, once we know, we do have somebody that has been listening in and said, has a question as well for you, Mike West. I'll bring him live right now. Area code 559, question or comment for Mike West?
Yeah, it's Black Flame, Central California artist. I just want to big ass to Mike Watts first and foremost, you know what I mean? Like y'all been talking about, chopped and screwed pretty much, you know what I mean? Came from y'all out there in Houston. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
Out here in Cali, it ain't the biggest, but me personally, I like it. I wish I knew how to do that shit, bro, on anything. I kill them out here. But,
hey, yeah, I'm going to tell you the crazy shit. West Coast shit sound really good, slow down, too, by the way. You know what I mean? I had to say that.
Yeah. really, my question was, For an upcoming independent artist, what kind of advice, just in general, would you give? I mean, I'm the type, like, I like to soak up any kind of knowledge I can get from anywhere. It could be in any language, any form, anything that got to do with business, period. I want to learn it. That's the kind of person I am. Being that you pretty much established, you locked in, I want to hear what you would say would be the next move. Like right now I'm doing good on my Reverb Nation in my area. I'm number 11 in my area and whatnot. Just what would you say for me to take it to the next step?
Be innovative, man. The thing that's gonna make people respect you beyond all the other artists that's doing their thing out here is when you do something different and do something out of the box. You know, it's like I don't want to say it. You always want to do good music, number one. But when you come into the marketing of your product, man, you gotta do something that the next man is not doing. You know, that crazy idea that you get in your head, you say, man, that'll be wild if somebody did this shit. You need to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, okay.
And another thing, too, is just like a lot of times, man, people look at it like trying to make the best music and stuff like that, right? As an artist, right, you got to look at yourself as a product. You got to look at it like my music is, I want to make money off of my music, right? You got to look at it as something that you're putting on the shelf to sell, right? What is going to make somebody buy this off the shelf? You know what I mean? Are they going to buy this because it's the greatest thing? You know what I mean? Are they going to buy it because it's going to be marketed as the greatest thing? So you want to make a good product that is marketed as the best thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes total sense.
I mean, because you got to look at all the shit that you bought in your lifetime because you thought it was the greatest thing because it was marketed as the greatest thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know what I mean? So you got to bring that element to your music game as an artist. I give you a prime example, right? Like this guy from Houston. His name is Riff Raff, right? I'm not a big Riff Raff fan. I'm not a fan of his music, but I'm a fan of his grind. You know what I mean? Because the way he's marketing himself, he has a huge following around him. You know that he has a huge following. So he is more valuable than some of the best rappers out there. Because
that's how I feel about Soulja Boy. I don't really like his music, but I respect his grind though, because the boy doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, but you got to bring that grind with good music. You know what I mean? And that way you can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, and that's what I've been trying to do, man. So that just made me feel a lot better as far as my actions. I feel like I'm on track. You know what I mean? That's basically what I've been trying to do: be unique, be the best, and make sure that people see that and they hear that in my music.
That's what you got to bring out.
If you get a chance and you anywhere near California next month on the 8th, on the 24th, anywhere near Central California, man, come check me out, Black Flame with Ryder J. Clyde at Burrito King Lounge out here.
Man, you know what? I'm going to ask some of my West Coast homies about you, man. I want to check out some of your shit.
Check me out, bro. I'm all across. I got on Reverb Nation, Black Flame, SoundCloud, Black Flame 559. I got 2-3 Facebooks, 2 Twitters. Just hit me, bro, anywhere, you know what I mean?
Okay, like, look, let's do this, right? For everybody that's listening, right, and you want all of us to check out your shit, there's one place where we can check out your shit at. There's one place. Tell us right now.
ReverbNation.com/Black Flame. BlakkFlame.
Alrighty, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in, bro.
For sure. I appreciate you taking the time to holler at me, bud.
No problem, man.
Alright. That's what's up, man.
That's what's up. Real and truly, niggas, I'm so glad that Mike told them about Riff Raff, man, because people need to take their juice, man, and understand what's going on in the game. Consistency is everything. These dudes are carving out a market space on the internet where you cannot escape them. Like, it doesn't matter what you think about their music. It doesn't matter. They're carving a piece of real estate out on the internet, and they're going everywhere that they need to go. So people are like, wow, these people are valuable. Look at how many people talk to him. Look at how many people are watching his videos. Look at how many people are interacting with them. And then they go to places like New York and sell out Holland Ballroom. Like, that type of shit is very important. Me and one of my homies was talking about that the other day. Understand the value of carving out territory and making people realize that this guy, or whoever it is, girl, R&B singer, whatever, has a piece of real estate on the internet that a bunch of people go check them out. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to have to check it out too. And I think that's what kids like Riff Raff and Lil B and Soulja Boy, all these guys understand. And as long as they keep putting out this content, somebody's going to like it.
And I wanna
what was that again?
I want to say to you, Watch, that I, you know, what was so dope is how I like what you said to him about, and not that this is just, I know this is what you do, but I really digged how you said, I'm going to ask my homies about you, because we try to tell aspiring artists here on the show, we do the whole 101 music, and we let them know, like, if you get hot in your area, you know what I mean? Get up, get hot, network, all of that, because everybody knows everybody, you know, and DJs know, got DJs in this city and that city. So for you to say, I'm going to ask my homies about you, they tell you he's good, legit, then that's what's up. You more building, more networking, more opportunities. So I really like the fact that you said that, and I hope that your artist caught that when Watts said, I'm going to ask my homies about you in that area, because that's important, building your brand up in your area. I have some more callers on the line for you, Watts, and I want to bring them on. Another from the hometown, 254, stand up, what's good? DJ Michael Watts, you on the live with him, line with him right now.
All right, good, man. Young colleague, Killeen, Texas.
What's good? Killeen is in the building today. What's going on?
That's where I'm from, but the city.
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. I'm a young grinder out here in Killeen, man. I'm 18. I've been doing this shit since I was like 5, man. I got my city behind me, and I'm ready to get on, man. I'm out here grinding. I'm getting it, bro. I done built my own fan base. I got people in Sweden, Canada, all that, man. I'm out here getting it by myself.
Shoot, I tell you one thing, man. Just go get a team, you know, that work grind with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number one, you it's gonna be hard for you to do it by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And once you outgrow the fact of what you can do on your own, you know what I mean? Man, don't hesitate to get a team of people to help you, man. Because it's all about growing, man. And you're not gonna grow as far as you need to grow by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah, man, because how long you say you've been putting it down?
Man, about 10 years. I'm 18.
Yeah, you know, so at this point right now, man, your growth is going to be, you know, with a team, man, somebody that can help you get to where you don't need, somebody can help you to get where you need to be at. My bad.
Yeah. I feel that. Appreciate that, homie.
All right.
Alrighty, that's what's up. Most definitely got a call from Houston coming through. I know the area codes. Air code 281, you live on the line with DJ Michael Watts.
Man, this is Monty B. I'm coming from Killeen, Texas, though.
Hey, y'all still out tonight.
I'm turning up.
Yeah, y'all turned up today. What's going on, man?
Oh, yeah, nothing much, man. It's Monty B. I performed out there with Padre with you, but, man, I'm really looking at making the move away from Texas onto, like, a different coast. I wanted to know if you had any advice on how to work a new area that, say, you've never been before. I'm moving to Florida.
Coming down to a new area, man, it's tricky, man, because every area is different. You know what I mean? And you got to always start from the inside on out. You know what I mean? You got to work with the people that you know and grow out from that point. Do you already have connections with DJs and other artists out there?
Oh, yeah. I've been working there. I got a couple of, like, 2 DJs and, you know what I'm saying, 1 other producer. Not so much other artists, though.
Yeah, because sometimes I used to run into the problem of this when I went to other areas, man, because every area have their own thing and their own thing going on, that sometimes they won't be as receptive to let an outsider come in and really come in and move around like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So I just think of, man, don't take the approach of, like, I'm going to come conquer this city. You know what I mean? Take the approach more of, like, I'm going to be a part of this city. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So really connect with everybody who's there in the city already. Okay.
You want to be a part of the city. Don't go in there with the mentality, like, I'm going to go take over this city. I'm going to conquer it. Don't come with that, because they're going to set you completely out of everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I definitely understand that and respect that.
All right. Well, appreciate you so much. Thank you for calling in. Shout out to you as well. I do know Monty B. Let me tell y'all, so I've actually known Monty B since I was like 10, 11 years old. He was like, his sister was my first friend, like, when I moved to the hood in Texas. So, shout out to you guys.
What's up? Hey, he said he's moving to Florida. He said he's moving out to Florida. What part of Florida are you moving to?
I'm in Key West right now, but I'm moving to Orlando tomorrow.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, shit, so you right over here where I'm at then, bruh. Okay, so you're coming out to the O.
Yeah, Orlando. I heard Orlando had a really good underground scene, especially with the dubstep type of music that I make. So that's why I figured, you know, I go ahead and try to inject myself into that scene.
Oh, you do dubstep?
Yeah, I do dubstep. I do like the dubstep kind of stoner hippie music, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Man, dubstep have a, you know, it's funny. Dubstep have a broad range with it, man. I did two dubstep projects like 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, and I did really good with it, man. I got my partner, Bad Boy BMC, he did a production on it, and we did two projects together, and they were really big. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. I know dubstep is definitely growing, and it's having a. It's starting to translate more into hip hop, so that's why I started working on that about a year ago. You know, so now, you know, so my next project is pretty much getting ready to be mainly dubstep, slower type of, you know what I'm saying, slower type of dubstep though.
Yeah, it has a lot of range, man. You definitely dabbing to a lucrative genre if you can get hot with it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, most definitely, yeah. So I'm gonna go hard with it, try to become a part of the scene out here.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
That's what's up, man. I like the sound of that big time because it's something different, and like Mike Watts said, it's lucrative, man. That EDM music, unless you go to one of them festivals, you'll never know it, man. But I'm talking 20,000 and better out there just letting the music move them. You know, and it's all about the music. It ain't about nothing else but the music. It's money in it. So it's lucrative. You got cats like Theophilus London, all these different people, man, that's bringing it to the scene in a hip hop vibe. So you definitely going towards a lane that is beneficial. So yo, good luck, you know, in that joint because it's dope.
I mean, you know what's crazy, man? Yeah, you know it's a trip, man. This is for everybody right here, man. It's funny, as big as dubstep is and as lucrative as it is. I'm surprised that no major artist has taken the whole approach to say, look, I'm finna own this. I'm finna get on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I mean? I sent all my acapellas to some of my dubstep producers, you know what I mean, and had them remake most of my music, you know what I mean, so that it fits into the vibe that I make, but also the vibe that, you know, I'm trying to market to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you know what's funny about it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was saying that, you know what's funny about it? It's like a community that if it don't feel authentic to them, they'll try to, they won't even fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember this dude was telling me that this one guy got up there and, you know, he tried to do a dubstep track and a few people was like, yo, we want to hear some more. He didn't really have that catalog of dubstep music, you know what I'm saying? And they like booted dude out of the community, like, yo, man, come on here, don't come in here faking like that, man. We serious about this, blah, blah, blah. So you got to make sure that you know, you on it and know what it is, and they really appreciate it because they fuck with that shit hard, man.
When I was into it, I actually lived the life, man. You know what I mean? I wasn't just DJing with the shit. In order to understand it, you got to live the life of that world, man, you know?
Right.
It's way deeper than just playing that hot dubstep song. It's not like hip-hop where anybody can just jump in and play the hottest ones on there. And what's your respect is with your original music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
Really respect those people that have that original music, man, because, like, they don't respect the fact that you rap over somebody else's shit or something like that. They don't look at that shit as being real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's why I know the hip-hop community is not really responding well to dubstep just yet. You know, so I figured I'd go ahead and really drop it into the dubstep community.
That's a good thing, because while they're not responding to it, that's all your money right there.
Yeah,
before everybody else gets on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, you better take that money right there. Shit, fuck that.
most definitely, man. Yo, I appreciate the information and all the advice.
All right, no problem.
All right, hey, Onyx, man. Yo, it's one love, man, always. You know that.
All righty, I appreciate you. I'm going to shoot you some networks out there so you can move like you need to.
All right, most definitely. I appreciate that a lot.
All right.
Looking out for the homie. Come out here, man. Have safe travels, you know what I'm saying? Word up, no doubt.
All right.
We got another call coming through from the Shreveport 318. Holding it down. Shout out to you for calling in. You live with DJ Mike Watts.
What's happening? This your homie, DJ What It Do, Onyx. You know who it is.
What's good?
Oh, what it is, man.
You know what it is. What's happening, Mike? Why Chop Stars in the building?
All right. What's good, bro?
Man, you know, I really just came to give Onyx a shout-out, man. You know, you're a legend, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just an honor to talk to you. You know what I'm talking about? But I really wanted to show Onyx that love, you know what I'm saying? Show that support to her. You know how I go down.
Man,
all right, that's what's up, man.
That's all that really was, yep. Man. You know what I'm saying? Just drawing that love, man. But I appreciate everything you did for the game, man. And we're going to keep this thing going right this time, Mike.
All right, man. So for everybody that's listening, man, that don't know about the Top Stars, man, you know, that's the branch that OG Ron C is put together. It's a team of DJs, man. And it's dedicated to helping keep the Screw the Chop music alive. So, man, we appreciate y'all for what y'all do as well, you know?
Yes, indeed, man. R.I.P. Screw, man, I do this for you. You know how I go down. Man.
All right.
Already.
Yeah, the Chop and Screw, the movement is crazy, man. Have y'all ever thought about, like, putting something else toward it? Like, you know, doing something else with it on a Houston vibe, like just coming up with something different that nobody did yet that involves the Screw music, just to, like my homie was just saying it, keeping it going, keeping it fresh, making sure,
yeah,
you know, people know how it's really supposed to be done.
Man, I've been doing my part, man. I always do some crazy out-of-the-box stuff, like, like when I was doing the dubstep, man, that was like my element that I added to it. You know, like I would put like hip hop with it, like Southern hip hop with it, and actually slow it down and chop it. And also, man, I did a rock record. I slowed down Korn's album.
Dope.
The rock group Korn. I chopped their whole album up, man. You know what I'm saying? And it did extremely well. And you know the guy. You remember when Bathing Ace was hot?
Yep.
Now that he had the guy that put out Bathing Ace, he's from Japan or whatever, right? And he had a group called the Teriyaki Boys. I topped up their whole album, and you know that whole album was majority Japanese. So
yep,
that's crazy.
I think the only yeah, song I heard them come out with wasn't, they did a joint with Kanye. I remember they did a joint with Kanye, and I remember that the beat that they did it over, and I was like, yo, who are these kids? Yep, the Teriyaki Boys.
Yeah.
That's crazy. See, that's the stuff that I like to hear. Look what Kanye just dropped, this joint,
man.
And everybody's like, I don't know about this joint. I don't know. I actually love the Yeezus joint. I see that he was pushing the envelope, trying to do something different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm not a Yeezus album fan. I'm a hater on that one, you know what I mean? I appreciate what he did, but he went out of space to me, man. He went out of space on that to me. I can't grab to it. He above my head on that album. I'm not going to lie, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that album made my head hurt.
it's above my head, man, honestly, man. When I heard that album,
Nah, go ahead.
When I heard the Yeezus album.
When I heard that album, it made my head hurt,
man. Yeah, I realized that me and him was definitely not on the same planet. You know what I mean? Not on that record.
I didn't know he was on, so I can get on that same level.
I don't want to get on that. I'm good. You know what I mean? I think I'd rather stick to my drinking weed. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yes,
well,
indeed.
Say, Say, while we got you on the line, DJ, what it do, go ahead and give out your Twitter real quick, because you know quite a bit out there.
Oh, no problem, man. Anybody out there, man, you can holler at me, man. DJ, what it do, at DJ, what it do, DJ, WHUCITGEW, man. And don't get me confused with Rapper Rick, that's the homie, but you know what I'm saying, we two different cats, you know what I'm talking about. So you go down and holler at me, man, but I came on here for Michael Wise and Honest, man, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? I'll let the legend and to talk to my new boo, you know what I'm saying?
Silly. I'm ready,
so, bro, you out there. So what to do? You out there in Shreveport?
Nah, bro, man, my number in Louisiana, I'm from Louisiana, homie, but I live up in Seymour now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what, Honest, I thought he was going to say that he's out in Killeen, too.
Hey, they showing love. That's what's up. The city holds you down. Like, they support.
They show up
already.
They support.
Honest, I'm fucking people down with her ass. Fuck that. You're gonna fuck with you. Better fuck with all you out there, Clean. You're gonna be saying drove from here. Shit, the military coming at your ass. You come fuck with goddamn Onyx. I'm telling you, you don't want those problems in your life.
Hey, I'm
look,
good,
you
man.
Really
I'm a 10-year-old kid. I'm good money. I'm good money.
Look, you really need to ask, because I got five brothers, and they all there, so look.
Shit, and the brothers ain't even got on the line yet. Shit. Shit, the brothers, we ready to do shit.
We good money, man. Trust and believe. I'm a 10-year-old kid. I got all the info, you know what I'm saying?
Alrighty, well, we appreciate y'all. We gonna bring. Watch, don't say nothing. We bringing another caller, and it is from 254. So,
oh, man, no, ain't no problem, man. I'm down with 254. If I wasn't, I would be down with it after this interview.
Shout out to this caller right now. You live with DJ Michael Watts. There you go, 254.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you. Hello. This is Crystal from Killeen, Texas.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, I'm calling. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to Onyx. I just hopped in on this call, so I apologize if I say something that's already been mentioned. I've been trying to get in on this radio talk, but hi, Mr. Watts. It's so nice to speak to you. Again, my name is Crystal. I'm from the Killeen area, and I've followed you forever, and I completely admire the work that you've done and the hard work you've put in and the path that you've laid for so many people. I actually host the show for unsigned artists, and I was hoping that you could possibly give some words of wisdom to these unsigned artists that I work with, because like I say, my show's not a talent show, it's for real artists, but sometimes they need some guidance from people like you, you know, to give them a little, not hard to heart necessarily, but a little push on what they actually need to be doing to get their music out there and to actually get it heard.
So said it one more time. I got a little bit distracted while you was asking me the question. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm just saying, like I said, I've been following you forever, and I admire what you've been doing in the past that you've laid for so many people out there in this music industry.
Yeah.
But like I host the show for unsigned artists, and it's not like a talent show. It's for real unsigned artists that are really trying to make this happen. I was wondering, with all the experience that you have and the work that you've done, is there any advice you have for them that I can relay back to them, you know, to help push them in the right direction, get their music heard, and get them out there in the right way?
I had said it earlier, man, tell them to be innovative, do something out of the box, and they got to realize that being an artist is not a paid-for vacation, man. A lot of people think that they're going to be an artist and they're going to live this easy life or, like, really live on vacation. They don't realize, man, mm-hmm. to be successful as being an artist, man, you're going to do more work than any 9-to-5 that you ever could imagine being on if you're really going to expect to get paid off this shit. You know what I mean?
So yeah, absolutely. It's just,
man, they got to work hard, and they got to be creative, man, and do something out of the box, man. You know what I mean? Because it's a very competitive field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, step outside the box. That's awesome.
Yeah, if you're hard to get paid off this, you're going to have to do something different, man. Honestly. You're going to have to outthink and outwork the next person.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And thank you again. And again, I admire everything that you've done and everything that you've done for the artists out there. And so thank you for that. And I hope to hear more from you soon. And I want to give a shout out again to Onyx from Colleen. Colleen's in the house calling right now.
I know.
Already.
That's a shout out, girl.
And so, but again, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Watts, for giving that little piece of advice. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Definitely, DJ Michael Watts giving that real deal, that advice, and speaking, have time to speak out with everybody that's calling in. I had a question. I told them to call in, but somebody asked me, are you accepting artists and music and stuff like that? So I'm pretty sure I knew this was going to come. So how can someone get in contact with you about their project, or are you looking to sign to Switch Your House? What's going on right now?
Actually, man, all those type of questions right now, you can go to michael5000watts.com, or you can hit us on the website at switchhouse.biz. I'll be more than happy to do that, because that's like something that we'd be talking about for another hour right there. So, you know.
and you know, you saying that, Mike, I wanted to ask you for real, like, people that want to become rappers, you know, there's a lot of people that want to become artists, a lot of people that want to become producers, a lot of people that want to get in the industry, period. And, you know, a lot of people will say something like, you just got to get out here and grind and do the thing. Is this an industry that you would recommend young kids to go after? Like, I know everybody has a goal to get in the industry, but being in it and knowing it, what do you have to say about that? Because I actually heard somebody tell a kid, hey, man, try something else. I'm dead serious, man. Don't try to get into this shit. And I'm not trying to say that's what I would say, but I've heard somebody say that.
And you know what? It's certain times when you got to realize that it's not working for you. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's just like, why you got the time to experiment with it and try to find your way, do that then. I mean, I don't suggest that you be like the 30-year-old artist that's never broke and steady still trying to do this and you're not taking care of your family and all that type of stuff. And, you know, I don't suggest that you do it if you're under those type of circumstances. But, you know, if you got the free time to do it, you know what I mean, go ahead and do it. But I don't think you should neglect your priority to do this.
Dope. And I hope a lot of people are listening to that statement, too, because I've seen it. I'm sure Onyx has seen it. Watch just told you he's seen it. There's people out there, families break up, you know, neglecting their family. You know, they're in the studio a lot, and, you know, they're older. You know, when you got the time, you know what I'm saying, to do this, of course, you know, like Watch just said, your free time is your free time. But when you got responsibilities and you got things that people that depend on you and things like that, you really... Mm. Not to say you stop pushing, but you're going to have to allocate your time a little bit better.
Because it's like, you know, you gotta realize when it's a hobby and it's a career. If you're eating off of it and you're able to take care of your family off of it, it's a career.
Right.
Now, and if you're just doing it and you're not getting paid off of it, it's a hobby. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So long as you got hobby time, you can do it as a hobby. You know, if it breaks off into a career, jump into it. But if you do jump into it and you do have a hot song, invest in something else besides music industry, because it's not guaranteed that you're going to have a lengthy career, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
artists have a short life. It's crazy. Like, some artists have a lifespan that's shorter than an insect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the whole thing is, man, while you have that light and while you have that money to invest in something good, do it. You know what I mean? That way, if it just so happens that you that one person that make that one hit wonder, you invest yourself in a lot of other things that can keep your family fed for the rest of your life, then you're good. So therefore, if you don't make another hit, you're not hurt. You can just keep doing it as a hobby, and you can still make money.
I know that's right. I mean, I hope y'all are listening to and getting this game. And then, Watts, I know you have to go. You're a very busy man, and I do appreciate you taking the time out for us tonight and for your fans and your supporters and everyone that's listening. I actually had, like, this has got to be the fourth person that I was like, I just got nervous, I froze up, and I'm like, you can't freeze up. Like, you know, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know, Watts. Like, I don't know what's going on, but you made people nervous, and I get nervous, too, when I'm, you know, on the phone with people like yourself, pioneers and legends of Texas. But I just want to say to everybody that's nervous and scared to talk to Watts right. Well, not scared, but nervous to talk to Watts right now. You can find him at DJ Michael Watts on Twitter, and then also his website, and then SwisherHouse.com. So, Mike Watts, anything else you want to let everybody know that's listening before we let you go for this evening?
Oh, yeah. The website is actually SwisherHouse.biz. We had switched it over.
Okay.
It's SwisherHouse.biz, B-I-Z. And also, if you need to book me, you can hit me on my website at Michael5000Watts.com. You know what? I got to run real quick. You know, I got to run real quick. But can I get one more song played before on the way out?
Most definitely.
Most definitely, bro.
Okay.
What
all right.
Record?
So I want everybody the Big Chris song, the one with him and Trinidad James, the Trump Top.
Yes.
My Trump.
That's
how the King Remember the Time, man, and it did pretty good for us out there on the internet, man, and I want everybody to check it out because I'm really proud of that project. So I want y'all to check out there because I want to give y'all a Switch House remix on the way out. So, you know.
Nice.
Saboot, thank you so much, Watts. We appreciate you.
Watts, thank
you very much,
brother.
Man.
You take care, man.
All right, man, no problem. All right, man, hit me anytime, bro. Let's make something happen.
Indeed, man. I'm following you on Twitter. Follow me back on Twitter, man. Most definitely, man. I got a production team, man. I would definitely love to work with you, dog.
All right. We'll make something happen, man. All right, Onyx. I'm going, man. I love y'all, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank
take
you so
care, much love, brother.
Alrighty, since you have Robin on mind, we wanted to drop this. My Trunk, this is Big Crit. We played it earlier. If you missed it, we playing it again. Big Crit, official Switcher House remix featuring Trinidad James, G14 Made a Cut.
My Trunk, pussy pop, pop, the home down the pop, pop. My Trunk, pussy pop, pop, the home down the pop, pop. My Trunk, pussy pop, pop, the home down the pop, pop. My blade swinging chop, chop, the sun. Drink that I'm out of sight. Pushing buttons, Katie Kona, crushing, clucking, buses that come down when I'm up tonight. Riding dirty, too but tight. I put the pressure on her pistol when she on the light. Any nigga with it, play a force. Y'all, calibrate to never get your pins on. Touch it, hit the flow. You better get the flow. I got bands of speed. You got time to show. You can pop a go, but I'm brain gripping. Don't shake it like a Super Bowl game with it. My trunk, pop, pop, home, down the bar. Trunk, pussy, pop, home, down the bar. My trunk, pop, pop, home, pop, pop. Blaze, chop, chop, soon, poopers, knock, chop. Never was a square. Always worked for real. Always had them boppers. Riding on some choppers. Parking lot. Or fill my trunk on block of the one beat the base. Was up, I catch a case. Broken up the bank and put it in they face. Ever since I rolled up with the doors on transformer. Fold up, hold up, niggas hand to hand. Rims on rolled up, had to throw my bowls up. Cause the pot deep and I can't let them spray. Let my tape, now feel my tape. I tell the motherfucker that I got that base. My trunk, pussy pop, home, down the pop. Trunk, pussy pop, home, down the pop. Show your freedom.
I'ma show my grill, yeah, and show my ass. Came on the 13th day itself. Put a nigga check my past. Been a real nigga ever since. Rhyme in the A with my nigga named Tate. Beating down them fucking blocks from Kylie Rose to Marlon A. Nigga don't talk, he ain't about that life. Slow top Chevy with the full top pipes. Let that Chevy breathe on him. When you pull up, hit it, hit it, light, light. Hit that gas and watch that shit rip Papa Island.
Papa Island.
Half these young niggas on wheels, but my shit is sit on that.
Hey, call Trump, pussy pop, home, home, down the bottom. Trump, Trump, pussy pop, home, home, down the bottom. Trump, Trump, pop, pop, home, home, pop, pop. Blaze, blaze, swagging chop, soul, soul, poopers, knock, show your real home.
So I'm gonna hit you up though.
Already, G14 ready to cut back. That was my trunk. Big Crit featuring Trinidad James, Swisher House Remix, the official Swisher House Remix from DJ Michael Watts. Just got word that we're actually going to have to reschedule Benzino. I hope you guys are going to be okay. Hope everyone's not too disappointed. Hey, you know, it is what it is. Things happen, so hopefully we can have him back in a...
It's a lot of... It's busy time.
He's
for him right
now. He's having
a party now,
tonight.
You know. Yeah, he got a party engagement tonight. He actually had another call that he had to get on as well. You know, he was all ready to do it. You know, you saw him retweeting it it out. But, you know, he has probably engagements right now that, you know, it's crazy because the season finale just happened.
Yeah.
So they getting pulled every which way. But the homie will be on, and we'll let everybody know when he comes through. You know what I'm saying? But it happens, especially when you just had that season finale. They all over the place.
Are
right
you kidding
now.
Me? It was over 3.1 million. I want to say it's at 3.1 million. And, you know, they got the reunion show parties and all of that. And you got to go to the money. So ain't nobody tripping. Get the money,
right.
Zeno. Do what you need.
Get it, bro. We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to you soon.
It's no big deal at all. No big deal at all. And then shout out again to DJ McWatts. And I want to shout out somebody who was on the line waiting for Benzino. He's so cool. He's been sticking it in. He's from, I forgot where he said he was from, but I followed him on Twitter so I can make sure I let him know when Zeno comes through. And he was kicking it, learned
shout
about
out,
Watts. And yeah, that's what's up. I like that. Now he's part of us and part of the show, and he knows about it, and that's great.
What's up.
So. And shout out to everybody that called from Celine.
Yeah, that's what's about, man. You know what I'm saying? We always going to bring exclusive stuff. But shout out to homie for holding on. And, you know, anything that he got going on that need to be plugged, you know, we got his back on that.
Yeah, just cause. Just to show love and just to show that. And then shout
indeed.
Out to DJ What It Do. I actually met DJ What It Do. Finally met him in person. Shook his hand in person at the Sweet DJs conference. I know, I'm a chef, right?
Yeah,
I met him at
little
I know. He's not little. He's a nice size. Let me just, okay, the bottom line, the point is, I met him at Free DJs Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. We touched down to that. I did the press coverage and had an opportunity to check out. There was about three artists that I kind of really enjoyed. One was named Feed. The other group, I think, is like Northside, Cartel, something like that. And there was another girl, like a singer-songwriter named Coco Soleil, I think her name is. And I was really impressed by all three of their performances and their material. So we're going to have them on just as a courtesy, not a courtesy, but... as a thank you to coming out and doing your thing at the Sweet DJs Conference. You guys, when you touch down to these conferences, there are benefits. You're not only networking. You never know who's going to be there in the building. And I'm no big deal. We're no big deal. But it does provide further opportunity in networking, in which, you know, now we get to have them and have them a little spotlight section on one of our broadcasts. So,
Shout out to Classic, CEO for the Fleet DJs. Classic is the CEO of the Fleet DJs. Always shows love, man. We've been working with Classic since we've been bringing the models on the show back in the day. The homie, I think that was their second annual one. Just shout out to Fleet DJs continuing to grow, continuing to push their brand. And we're going to have a lot of them, on the show as well and continue mm-hmm. working with them. They got some great stuff going on. I wasn't able to touch down in Charlotte, but Onyx did go, and she told me that she went to the showcase, saw some great artists. So we're looking forward to interviewing them. We got to get Classic on here too, man. And so he can tell everybody all the stuff he has going on because he's moving, he's working.
We really do, and I got to talk with you offline because they wanted to link up with us and get some stuff moving and talk business and talk numbers, and I'm excited about that.
Most definitely.
And then who else? DJ Corrupt. I met a guy named DJ Corrupt. Are you familiar with him? He said he's from New York. He was out there at the Free DJs conference.
Don't know who DJ Corrupt is.
Okay.
But I don't know him specifically. But like I said, we're gonna be knowing the Fleet DJs, a lot of them, because we're gonna do some work with them. Classic already, you know, been hitting me up about that, and I can't wait till we all get that together. So look for the Cut and the Fleet DJs to be doing some great stuff together, for real.
Most definitely. And then shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. And I got to shout out to Sick. I didn't get an opportunity to really shout him out and say what I wanted to say. But the Sick one from Killeen, Texas, because that's the homie. Been knowing him for years. Worked with his artists. I've been on his mixtapes before. So I have to shout him out. We were all hanging out, me, him, and DJ Couture, a female DJ at the Southern Entertainment Awards this year. So I just love getting with people that work and have a great work ethic, and in those conferences. So I'm telling you, artists, you guys got to touch down to these conferences. You think that it's a waste of money and time? Well, you got to go out there and make it work for you. You got to network. You got to move right. And you just never know, you know? You got to do what you need to do to make it.
Get out there, get it going, you know, have your stuff together when you go out there. Make sure you got a plan, make sure you orchestrate your plan, and then you get the party afterwards, man. What's better than, you know, going listen to some panels, shaking some hands, and then going to an after party? You know, if you are in the business, you definitely have to treat it like you know it's a business. The fun comes, but you got to get your work done,
Seriously, I can't stress to you how important. I mean, I was going in on that all week, but I'm not even going to do all that tonight. I mean, Watts gave enough knowledge and finale, and I hope exactly. I see we got a quote coming through. I'm not sure if the holder for Watts or Benzino.
I just got a text. It might be the homie.
Okay, well, G14 made a cut. G14 made a cut. You guys, Aircode 954. Is this Benzino?
Hello, I'm here. This is Benzino.
Oh,
the animal.
What's good?
I'm an animal.
Yo, I just made an announcement.
You're not able to make it, homie.
Nah, I got y'all.
I know. How dare you? I just made an announcement. A beautiful speech, didn't I, Golden?
We just had to make that speak like, oh man, the homie gotta get that money. So if you make it,
oh man,
get
that bread.
I know that's
right. Get that bread. What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Nothing. Wait, how are you?
You know, we gotta get into it,
man.
I'm
good. Everything's good on this one. You know, we just wrapped up another successful season of Love and Hip Hop, so. Everything's good.
I know
that. And you know that's what we got to talk about, man. You know everybody loves that show. We just had an excellent interview last week with Mimi on the line. First of all, thank you for calling in. Like I said, kind of chopped up right now because we had thought he wasn't going to call in, but we do have Benzino on the line. The Animal is on the line. And before we get into all the Love and Hip Hop stuff, man, we were touching on it earlier, how you played a real significant role in hip hop. Since your days, Almighty RSO, Boston, really putting Boston on the map, Source Magazine, Hip Hop Weekly, just a lot of the things that you've done. Could you just touch on your hand in the hip hop culture and the things that you did before Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
First of all, really appreciate that, man. You know, that means a lot. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know, I'm from Boston. I'm from Roxbury, Mattapan, Dorchester. That's the hood in Boston. And, you know, I met my partner, Dave Mays, like in 88. And he was going to Harvard. You know, Dave has a Harvard degree, and he had a radio station up there. And, you know, we had developed a friendship. He was the one that actually discovered the Source from a one-page newsletter to being probably one of the biggest magazine in hip-hop history. From there, you know, I had my group, The Made Men, RSO, my production team, Hangman 3. I had a couple of deals. I think probably my biggest song I've ever done to date was probably Rock the Party. I've had a couple other bangers, like one with the Locks with Made Men that I had co-produced. And, you know, now we got Hip Hop Weekly. I'm still partnered up with Dave. And, you know, hip hop has been my life. You know, hip hop is basically what kept me alive. You know, I mean, without hip hop, there's no doubt I'd probably be locked up or dead. So, you know, I mean, hip hop is, I've always loved the music, the culture. I've always respected, you know. Of course, I've had some controversial moments in my life. I think that was because at the time, you know, we live in a time where it's politically correct. I kind of had to learn that the hard way, you know. I mean, when we was in our Source days, you know, we was pretty much on top, so I really didn't have to answer to nobody, and sometimes that might not be a good thing, but, you know, I don't have no regret, you know what I'm saying? I basically stood up for what I believed in as far as hip-hop and the culture. You know, I did it a way that hopefully I didn't offend anybody or didn't hurt anybody. But, you know, I mean, there was issues. See, what people got to realize, hip-hop is more than music. At least it is to me. It's a culture. It's the way we live. And, you know, and it helps a lot of people.
Right. It's definitely a culture. It's the way people move, the way people live. And, you know, from the people that know Benzino, from Love and Hip Hop, you know, like he just said, Benzino's been through wars, come out unscathed, you know what I'm saying? I've been following Benzino for a very long time, since the Almighty RSO, and just understanding branding. I remember nobody was even rocking them hockey jerseys, and them Boston Bruin hockey jerseys, you had made that shit like the thing to wear, you know what I'm saying? Then you start seeing people wear hockey jerseys, beefs with, I'm talking about major cats like Eminem, I remember a stint where, you know, you and Julia Beverly had went at it over magazine stuff, just real stuff that shaped and molded the culture Benzino has always been involved in. And not to say that, you know, it may have been something that seemed negative at the time, but it always turned around into something that people looked back at and was like, this is shit you got to go through when you're dealing with this industry. It's not all peaches and cream.
At all. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to go through your ups and downs, and I definitely get battle scars, you know, but, I mean, more so than that, I mean, hip-hop is something where, you know, guns and drugs, you know, came into our neighborhoods that gave people hope, gave people a check. There wasn't too many places where you could get out of jail and go get a job where hip-hop would basically be right there. You could have your homies come straight from jail. You could put them, you know, right on the payroll and keep it moving. I mean, you know, hip-hop is everything. You know, I got three kids now, and, you know, they're very much involved, of course, with the new generation. But, I mean, you know, all the stuff, the Eminem stuff, you know, the Source Awards. I mean, you know, me and Dave basically, the Source Awards, I mean, you know, before BET Awards, there was the Source Awards, and we basically kind of laid that out there. The Source Hip-Hop Hit, we sold 5 million copies of those, you know, whereas that you would, you know, take a bunch of artists with their hits and you put them on one compilation. I think the ones that everybody is familiar with now are called Now, but we were the first ones to do that. So the Hip Hop Behind Bars, which was probably one of the biggest selling issues of the Source magazine, where kind of showed America their view on young black and Latino men and, you know, like what's going on within hip hop is what's going on in the streets, you know, how we're being locked up at a disproportional rate. So at the end of the day, I was probably misunderstood. I think my method probably was people didn't understand it. I probably could have went about it different. But like I said, you know, you live and you learn, man, and, you know, you just keep it moving. I know I've evolved as a person. So, you know, I've never stopped learning. But, you know, one thing that I still have that I had back in is the love for hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Most definitely, man. And, you know, everybody that's followed hip-hop has seen it. I'm talking about, you know, I'm a dude that moved from New York to my Florida to Orlando, and I remember meeting you out in Miami. You were out in Miami for a long time, hanging with the cats that in the streets that you can't go to Miami without going through these cats. And they all was running with Benzino, you know what I mean? Shout out Red Eyes and the whole team, Soul Pound out there.
Yep, indeed.
So, you know, Zeno touches down and get love everywhere when it comes to this hip-hop stuff. But you know what we got to get into, man. It's like you revive, you looking like a new man. You on your gym movement, you doing your thing.
Love the
hip-hop of Atlanta, man. How did you even get casted on that show, Zeno?
Man, first of all, man, I just want to really, really appreciate everything you're saying, man, because it means a lot, you know. I mean, I've been through a lot, and just to hear that, that's what you really, you know, it makes it all worthwhile. Wherever you go through, you know what I'm saying, it makes it worthwhile. You know, I don't run around looking for credit or pats on the back, but when you hear somebody say these things, it's good, so I appreciate that. You know, me and Stevie, my man Sleezo, have been friends for like maybe 12 years now, and, you know, he would come down to Miami, stay with me, man, and we always working on music. You know, me and Sleeves was kind of like almost in the same situation where we were kind of like outcasts. You know, after the Source fell for me and Dave, and, you know, after the whole situation with Bad Boy fell for him, it was like both of us were kind of controversial figures and outcasts. But at the end of the day, we just stuck by one another. And we would always, you know, when I was in New York, then when he'd be in Miami, when I was living there, he'd holler at me. And we just developed a real brotherhood. I just took a ride up to Atlanta, man, and wanted to do some music with him, and he told me he was casting for Love & Hip Hop. And, you know, I was like, okay. I had, you know, known about Love & Hip Hop from the first episode, I guess, with Chrissy and them, so, from the first series. So I was,
right.
And, you know, it was like a situation where, you know, I'm always giving somebody advice. I'm always giving an opinion because, you know, I mean, experience is the best teacher. And I've been through it all, relationships, streets, hip-hop, business. There's not too much I haven't seen. So, you know, I'm always running stuff by Sleeves. He's always running stuff by me. We have a real brotherhood. You know, we don't always, you know, like yes-man one another. You know, if I see that, you know, that he may be wrong in some areas and vice versa. And that's a great relationship to have, you know what I'm saying? It keeps us on point. So one time when I was, you know, at the, I think I was at the set with him, he was mic'd up and he was waiting, you know, to shoot a scene, and we were just sitting in the car and we was talking about a few things, and I was giving him some advice on I forgot what it was, but the producer had approached me and said, man, you know, we heard that, because when you're mic'd up, you know, like they, like even when you're not on camera, everybody's kind of hearing in your conversations. I mean, you really kind of got to watch your face sometimes. But they had heard me and him conversation, and then that's when they said, well, look, would you, you know, go on camera with him and say that? I was like, of course, why not? You know, I mean, I could do that. You know, that's not a bad look for me. So that was when you see me and him riding, and I was talking about monogamy, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, about him and his triangle and everything. And then, you know, the rest was kind of history from there.
Dope. And now, you know, you say you like to give out advice, man. You sure have been giving out a lot of it, brother. You know, I mean, Benzino the one to come talk to when all these cats getting into trouble. But you had a little trouble early on in the show yourself, man, the whole Carly Red situation, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, yo, man, Carly, nice. You know, Benzino done bagged some night. Then it just all went left, shoulder the ring, took it back real quick. Was that really something you was trying to pursue at that time, bro? Was you and Carly really
time,
like that?
No, me and Carly had met off camera, and you know, we had developed a real good friendship. We had went out off camera, and everything was kind of going good. You know, I got a call from Mona after that saying, well, look, if you're going to be dating one of the cast members, you're going to have to come on the show. At first, I was really hesitant because throughout my whole career, I've been kind of as far as my love life goes. I was kind of a little hesitant with that, but, you know, I agreed to do it. That's what this event is for.
Hello?
I was saying that it was like people just kind of seeing a small glimpse of it. You know, we had been, like, dating for 4 months. You know what I'm saying? She had lived on the other side.
Did we lose him, Onyx?
No, he's still on a little bit of feedback.
Can you hear me? I'm still here. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you
now.
Breaking up a little bit, you know.
Okay. You know what I was saying? I was basically saying that, you know, people see like a little glimpse of our relationship. You know, we had been dating for like 4 months, and he was living on the other side of town. So, you know, after a couple of months, I said, well, look, why don't you come stay with me? You know what I'm saying? I got a big-ass house, and why don't you come on in, and we could chill, and, you know, let's see if we could take this. Started going good at first, but I think since our relationship was fresh, it kind of, you know, started with cameras in our face, and that's not always easy.
Right.
So we were trying to learn each other, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, you know, Carly's really career-driven. I mean, she's really relentless about her career and what she does. You know, she acts. You know, a lot of people don't know she was in the Alvin Ailey dance troupe, and she had did a Queen on VH1. And she, you know, Carly's not like Beyonce as far as singing, but you know what I'm saying? She can carry a note. And so, you know what I mean? So, like, she does music. So it was like, you know, I was supporting her in a situation, and it just didn't work out. Now, towards the end, she started messing with other guys or whatever, and, you know, that's when, you know, I mean, I had every means on giving her that ring and taking it to the next level, because I felt like, man, you know, especially with TV and everything, it's like, well, this could be really great. Like, we could really show the world that, you know, that we really support each other. And, you know, I'm a Cancer, so I kind of fall quick, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, you know, when I took the ring back, it was basically because, if you noticed, Carly's, like, always wants to have the ups on somebody. So she figured that I was going to come there and stop bashing her. But so the first thing she said was, you never really loved me. And I'm like, well, if I didn't love you, then why would I be having this? I'd had the ring for, like, 2 weeks. And then, you know, her whole attitude changed. So right then and there, I knew it was just about, you know, I had been in relationships with girls, you know, materialistic, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, all they want is bags and shoes and turn up and gifts, money,
right,
and that's
right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like it just probably wasn't a good time to give the wrong impression, to give her the ring. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I wasn't too proud of that moment, because I know how it looked. At the end of the day, I don't like hurting people, but, you know, I was a little hurt. So I think that boiled over into season 2, and it seemed like she wanted to get back, because all that shit she was saying was lies. All that was, it was pretty much, you know, I never showed her a movie. I never said I tried to smash her. Wow. It hurt, because that was like me and Sleaze's first little discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right.
it was sad that we had to have it on TV. So I was kind of thrown for a loop there.
Right.
I want to ask him a question while he's talking about
ahead.
That real quick. So I want to ask you, Benzino, because when we talked to Mimi, she said that you guys kind of don't even know until the episode aired. So did you not know that all this was being said about you and when they do the little private?
I had no idea. You know, I know that I hadn't heard from Sleaze in about 2 weeks, and that's not like us. Like,
right.
We talk every day. So I knew something wasn't right. And then when they pulled up, you know, I just, you know, when I kind of went to go do the scene, the whole crew there, and I'm pretty much cool with everybody, from the cameraman to the, you know, to the guy that drives people to the set. I'm cool with everybody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I invite them over my crib, I cook for them. I'm super cool with everybody. So when I got there, everybody was looking real sad and everybody was real quiet. So I knew something wasn't
right.
Like, there was like extra security there. So, you know, I said, well, something ain't right. So, you know, I found out when the world found out. Like, I was surprised.
Right, man.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, that's
what
Mimi was telling us last week, Onyx. She was like, you just don't know what's going to go on when the crew pop up. And they pop up, you just don't know.
She said y'all get thrown to the wolves.
That's the truth. And, you know, and I mean, you know, but you know what it is? It's still a game of chess, because, you know, Love and Hip Hop is about women and about what they go through in this industry and about trying to find love or about losing love. And I think the men were just going to be a side dish, but I just think that the men of our cast, of our particular show, you know, we have so much personality to where, you know, like, we're neck and neck with the women. We're shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all got personality. Sure.
I don't think that nobody really expected that. I think Mona, I think that the cast of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta was really, like, I mean, honestly, heaven sent, because the cast that Mona and Stefan created was Justin Stephanie. I mean, honestly, I don't think And that's not to knock anybody else, you know, because at the end of the day, it's all love and hip-hop. So it's all love. But I just think it's something special about the cast in Atlanta. And, you know, I mean, actually, this Monday was 4.2 million viewers on the first show, and that's the biggest, you know, in VH1 history. So, you know.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That's
we
crazy.
Were talking about those numbers earlier. And,
we were, and
you know,
I thought
it was just,
3.8.
Yeah, we talked about.
I mean,
well, you talk
prior
about
to that,
before.
It was 3.7 with the cabin. I didn't think that anything could beat the cabin, but you know, Sleazo and his life partner gang. You know, that idea took the cake.
LPG baby.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy. LaBenzino, I'm glad you brought up the cabin scene because, you know, I have to ask you. Now, when Kirk came to you and did the whole "I'm having problems, I need to have a man getaway weekend" or whatever. Did you know that Bobby V already had chicks chilling at the cabin, or did you just step out?
I had no clue that Bobby was up there with girls. When I went up there, I was, you know, mind you, we had just been driving on motorcycles for 2 hours. You know, it takes 2 hours to get there from Atlanta. And
okay.
Then the last 45 minutes, it was pouring rain. So we get there, and we're soaked. You know what I mean? Like, we're soaked. So I just wanted to just get out the clothes. And then I'm like, Bobby, what up? And I look over there, there's like four girls over there with bikinis on. So now me being single, I wasn't gonna be mad at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna frown on that. But I know Kurt was surprised, and I mean, we just, you know what I'm saying? We didn't know what to expect. We seen all the alcohol there and the food, so we figured, hey, look, I mean, we're here now. You know, we can't go back now. You know what I'm saying? So, you
okay.
Know, we just, Yeah.
Well, even throughout you were giving
surprised.
Advice. Huh. Justine was getting advice. Like, you were really talking, like, I don't know, Kirk, I don't know. Like, you really was trying to do, you know, push into the right direction. I mean, I really liked, I was on your side during that whole little scene, I have to tell you. So, I'm glad
at the end of the day, it's like, you know, Kirk and Rashida have something special, something that I envy. I've never been with nobody for 15 years. I mean, that's major. And, you know, to see the partnership and how they stick by one another, personal and business, is something that we all can take notes on. I mean, it was unfortunate. I think that with people, I think, you know, when people start saying the show is scripted, I mean, if anything, that right there really kind of showed them that it's not, because, I mean, Kurt basically, you know, took the whole infidelity thing. I mean, talking about the abortion thing. These are things that happen in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he brought it to Love and Hip Hop. So on one end, you know, you kind of have to give him credit because, you know, when you watch Love and Hip Hop, I think people kind of gravitate towards it because I think everybody can relate. I think they've been through these situations of infidelity, of love triangles, of situations with their, with Scrappy and his mother goes through with the overprotective mother. There are situations that everybody's kind of went through. It's Tracy and Drew, as far as with the the son and each one
right.
of them dating other people in there. I mean, these are all things that everybody goes through, and you know, I think that's what makes the show so successful because everyone can really relate to these topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think that's the same thing that we me and Onyx were talking about it when we actually went to Atlanta. We were at the launch, you know, we spoke to you out there, and when we were out there, man, we just saw it. We saw that this is real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Some of these people don't get along. Some of these people do get along, but there could be a question asked at any point in time that will spark something that somebody's like, wait, now look, and they're going at that person. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
when we saw all of this, we just taking it in like, wow, we would never know how your life would look if the cameras was on you that whole time. And when we asked
right.
Mimi that, she's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is not something that, you know, you're used to if you're not used to doing this. This shit is going to show things that people go through every day, but you just don't know they're going through.
Now, you know, and the funny thing is I had known Mimi before I even knew about her and Stevie having a baby. So it was like, man, you know, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to see Mimi with motherhood and everything, because I had known Mimi before she had Ava. And, you know, it was just
wow.
a beautiful thing, you know, to see the love that she has for her daughter. And, I've known Stevie from having, you know, previous children, and I know all his kids, and I know how much of a great father he is and how much he really loves his children. So, you know, just seeing that, I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm sitting back watching the TV and looking like, okay, like I'm learning things about them that I didn't even know through the TV. So, you know, I mean,
right.
Honestly, sometimes it's really surreal. The whole Love and Hip Hop phenomenon is just surreal. It's just like you're sitting back pinching yourself like, is this really happening? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I never knew that having cameras, 5-6 cameras around. And I mean, you know, man, it's just like I still to this day don't really believe it. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely real. And, you know, you hit it right on the head. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, people have issues with each other. And, you know, I mean, you know, the thing that Scrappy and Stevie went through from the very first episode was unfortunate, the big beef. But,
right.
You know, but you know, hopefully, I think moving on to season 3, I'm going to see if I can really get those two together in the studio and try to make some music. Because that's
kind of
like,
that's
and
that would be dope.
Eminem, you know, I mean, I would love to be able to sit in a room with him. And, you know, I've already went on MTV and apologized as far as taking shots, personal shots. On, you know,
right.
Like some of the stuff that I said and everything, but I would love to just get in a, you know, conversation. Like, man, we've never even met, man, and you know, we just went at each other just based on a bunch of bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? I would love just, you know what I'm saying, just, you know what I mean, give him dap, give him a hug, and keep it moving, because life's too short. And you know, you're gonna have beef, you're gonna have conflict. It's how you come out of that conflict that makes you a better person. You know, so
indeed. Indeed. Right. And, you know, that's crazy that you say that, bro, because, you know, a lot of the stuff we talk about is usually music-related and how, you know, people should try to go about this the best way. A lot of our audience are musicians or aspiring musicians. And, you know, the whole Stevie and Scrappy thing, you got a great producer, you got a great rapper, and you have something like something a girl said to a girl, he said to a girl, and they, that will stop that magic from happening that can happen in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So
real talk.
But that's some real life stuff that people deal with. A question that I have for you, man, because I know it's not easy. You like the guy that they come and they talk to because you are the single dude, but then you got into that whole thing with Jocelyn and Carly Red lied. You know, you just said that she was not telling the truth. But then when you put out that video with the Jocelyn lookalike, bro, I even thought like, oh shit, Benzino did smash, and now he's telling everybody.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's crazy because but let me tell you how that happened. All that you know, like when I made the song, it was just, it wasn't to diss anybody. I mean, you listen to it, I'm not dissing
right.
No one. I mean, my thing was just to have some fun with it. You know what I'm saying? I want to make light of the situation because I was really upset. And, you know, I want to make some fun out of it. When I went to Memorial Weekend in Miami, a girl walked up to me and said, let me take a picture, that they call me the fake Jocelyn. And I was like, wow. So, you know, I'm like, man, I said, okay. You know, she was with another guy. I had gave the guy my number. I said, look, well, it was Friday. I said, Sunday, I like you said, I lived in Miami, so all my connections was down there. I got the video guy, and I said, man, I want to make a video. Man, Sunday, we shot a video. It was a one-day shoot. She came, she did her thing, and we just had fun with it. Now, I never thought that, you know, Jocelyn would be, you know, Stevie would kind of take that and be upset about it. I never, because, you know, I didn't think that I was disrespecting anybody. If anything, I mean, you know, I mean, it's flattery, you know, that somebody would put somebody, I mean, you know, there, you got, in Vegas, you got all the people kind of, you know, impersonating all the stars. So, you know, we all know that there's only one Jocelyn Hernandez. We all know that,
right.
You know, and I know that. And, you know, and Jocelyn, we were like brother and sister, you know, before all this happened. You know, I mean, like we're trying to, you know what I'm saying, get that relationship back. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'm a humble dude. You know, I've done so much, and I've been through so much, and I don't run around talking about the stuff I did. I mean, to me, every day is a new day to prove yourself. So what's in the past is in the past. You know, it's great. Like I said, you know, I really appreciate the stuff you said, but I'm always thinking about, well, what am I doing today? And I've always tried to stay relevant, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on with today. So, you know, I don't, you know, I Jocelyn sometimes has a way about her, you know what I'm saying, where she gets a little, you know, she has a little, you know, where she comes on strong. And, you know, some people, when they get famous, and, you know, they can't handle it. And I'm not saying she doesn't know how, because she's deserving of everything that she's getting. She's had a hard life. If anything, she's showing women out there that, look, no matter what you went through, you could turn it around for yourself. And she's a great, you know, I guess I wouldn't say a role model, but she's a great situation to look at to say, well, hey, you know what I'm saying? I've went through that. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm just going to just, you know, change my life around. And, you know, when I met her, she was in the gym. Jocelyn's a gym rat, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my thing was I just had to respect that Stevie really loves her regardless of anything. And if that's my man, and regardless of how I feel, I just got to support my man. And, you know, and so, you know, I felt bad, you know, especially I don't like arguing with women at all. I just reacted emotionally when she started calling me names and stuff like that, and I just felt like I had to throw some names back. I really should have just even said anything, you know, to be honest with you. I should have just let her vent, keep it moving, and just keep it moving. But, you know, things happen, man. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. I've since apologized for it, and, you know, I've moved on.
Well, I like that you said it's going to be a season three, and I'm looking forward to what you can do as far as mending and bringing people together for the music. Let me ask you this, because we've asked you about all the other women, and you said you're single. So what does Benzino like in a woman to the ladies that's listening to right now, because they're listening, and tell us what kind of woman that Benzino's looking for.
I mean, you know what, me, like, just looking at other relationships that do good, like I said, you know, Kurt and Rashida, you know, one of them, as far as, I know they're going through some tough times now, but my thing is just about loyalty. And just not looking for the materialistic things. You know, I mean, if you're my partner, there's nothing I won't do for you anyways. But when you look for it, when you ask for it, when you hint about it, it just kind of shows an unsincere type of intentions. And I just, you know, me, you know, you always have in the back of your head, well, would you holler at me if I was, you know, working at FedEx? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, you know, it should be the same. You know, if I'm working at FedEx, hard-working people out there, you know what I'm saying, just because I might not run around in the Benz or just because, you know, I don't have this big diamond chain on or something, you know, I mean, if you like me for me, none of these things should matter. And, you know, I just, that's the type of person I want. That's number one. And number two is just somebody that has her own aspirations and goals I can help her, so I can support her, you know, not just somebody that's just going to sit around and, you know, just spend money all day. It's just someone that wants to make money, that wants to better herself, so I can support that, and somebody that's going to support what I'm doing. I mean, you know, I'm not looking for Wonder Woman or Superwoman. I just want loyalty and just somebody who can be sincere about love, and that's it.
That's what's up. Well, ladies, I mean, the basics. He did. I love it.
That's what it is,
I
my
love
brother.
It.
Like, yeah, you know, Onyx is like, oh, Benzino.
I'm like, you're so sweet.
I mean, I was raised well, you know, like my mom and my dad raised me well, you know. They wasn't married or nothing, but my dad's a good guy, you know. I mean, of course he was a player. I mean, I'm not perfect, you know. I've been in relationships where I cheated. I've been in relationships where I've been cheated on. And, you know, I just know that I'm just not with any more drama, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'd rather be not with anybody than to be arguing and to be in a toxic situation, because life is too short to be screaming, yelling, arguing, crying. You know what I mean? It really is. And I've been through, you know, bad relationships. I've been through good relationships. So I kind of, you know, I got my little scars on me. I'm a little jaded. But you know what I'm saying? I try to give everybody, you know, like a free slate, just as I would want them, you know, for me. And you know what I'm saying? You know, we just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, I tell you what, man. I'm getting the questions. They hit me on the text. Like, yo, ask Benzino, is Stevie J really married to Jocelyn? Like, he said he
man,
is
you
married.
You know what, man?
People don't know if he's saying he's married to the money, he married to the music, he married to Jocelyn. So they want that cleared up. Like, yo, is Stevie J
man,
really
if
married
to got married, if, listen, if Sleeves got married without me being there as best man, then me and him are going to go bunk.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. There you have it.
That's
you have
Sleezo
is not married. Let me not call that man Sleezo. I don't know that man like that. Stevie J.
Baby.
Is not married, man. Nah, but Benzino, we so happy you called in, my brother. You know, there's a lot of people. people that look at this show. I mean, the interview that we did with Mimi, we went to Boss Up and checked out the comments. Yo, the comments that come up under the things yeah. that you guys say and about this show, you would think that the people that were talking about it was involved with this show. I mean,
yeah.
you got Team Jocelyn, you got Team Mimi, you got Team Kirk, you got Team Rashida. So that just shows you that everybody has their own story and relates to a certain character
right.
in the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. In that
right.
way.
Mm-hmm. And they
I mean,
they
I mean let's all face it. Let's all face it. I mean, honestly, the show wouldn't be where it is today without you guys, without the bloggers, without the sites, and without the fans, because and I don't even want to call them fans. It's just family. You know what I'm saying? At the end mm-hmm. of the day, it's like, man, we all, you know, we all come from, you know what I'm saying? We all come from not great situations, you know, trying to come up. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, if we can put smiles on people's faces and entertain them, I mean, wherever I go now, honestly, I mean, it's nonstop, whether it's the supermarket, a restaurant, whether it's the gas station, whether I mean, wherever it is, people always want to take pictures and they're always showing love. And I'm talking like from 9 to 69. So it's, you know, it's just great to be involved with this. I definitely want to thank VH1, Mona, Stefan, Stephanie, Brian. I want to thank the whole cast mm-hmm. and everybody that worked on it, because let me tell you, that show, you know, that 5 months shooting is, you know, those guys, even though I shoot my parts and everybody shoot their parts, the crew that shoots that show is relentless. And they mm-hmm. do a really great job. I mean, the way it's shot, I mean, down to, you know, everything from the editing to the music that's on it. I mean, it's damn near perfect. So, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it is what it is. The show wouldn't be what it is without the people and without the bloggers, without the writers, without the editors, without the website. It just wouldn't be. Everything's like kind of works with one big synergy. So, you know, I want to shout out mm-hmm. everybody for that.
Shout out,
that's
definitely.
Like that. That's
we
like
love
that.
The show. So shout out.
I know. I caught on late to it because I hate when anybody, when they say stuff is addictive, I hate to do it, you know, because I don't want to be addicted and be
right,
going crazy trying to figure out what the next week. And I used to tell going, no, I don't want to be addicted. And then I got real right in. So here we are.
I mean the reunion is bananas. I mean, the reunion is going to be crazy. I can't talk too much about it, but just the production of it from last year is just amazing. I mean, all the women, all the ladies looked incredible. I mean, it looked amazing. Just
wow.
the production side of it, the way it looks. I mean, it was shot at the old 106 and Park Studios. I mean, Mona looked
oh,
incredible.
Wow.
Just and there's a lot. There's gonna be a lot of drama. You know, a couple of square offs, a couple of beats. You know, so y'all definitely
you got some
tuning.
Square offs going on in that joint.
Man, listen. There's one square off that I can't say nothing that's gonna blow everybody's mind, man. For real.
Oh my
wow.
god.
That's all I gotta say. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
well, I got
two tips
for that.
Zeno,
damn,
I can't wait. I know. See,
yep.
this is what they do to us. They get us all excited, and you just waiting and stuff forever. Benzino, I want to go back to music real quick, because you got the Hip Hop Weekly, that magazine is just doing so well, and everybody
appreciate
loves
that.
It. One of their favorites magazine, one of my favorites, You're Welcome. A lot of people, of course, you know, we getting texts. Since you coming on the show, they want to know, how can they even be featured? How can they be considered? How do they contact Hip Hop Weekly if they can?
You know what? We have a column called the Indie Grind, and it kind of, you know, was like with Source Magazine, the Unsigned Hype. You know, we always give fresh new talent, you know what I'm saying, some shine. So you can hit me on my email at iambenzino@gmail.com or on my Twitter, iambenzino, even on my Instagram, iambenzino. And, you know, send me your stuff with a bio, 150-word bio and a picture. And, you know, I mean, there's 1,000,005 rappers out there. So, you know, of course, mm-hmm. the magazine comes out 2 weeks and we get to feature 3 or 4 per week. So we're not going to be able to do everybody. But whatever town I'm in, I grab numbers. Whatever town I'm in, I'm giving my number out. And you know, anytime you see somebody in Hip Hop Weekly in the Indie Grind, it's usually because of me. So, you know, as long as you give me your stuff, high-res pictures and 150-word bio, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, you know what I'm saying, you'll be up there.
All right. Y'all heard it. take advantage of the opportunity, and that's what's up.
Yes,
we appreciate
yes.
you for that, most definitely.
I'm digging. I'm digging the web watch honeys. I'm digging that joint. I love to check that out and you know see what y'all got up there new every issue. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, my no doubt. That's just one of my favorite columns, also.
My brother's too.
Indeed.
He's crazy.
No doubt.
We got any callers on the line? They didn't. I know we had a call. He was waiting for you for a minute.
Yes, and
I don't know if
him.
He's still listening.
Yeah, I tried to tweet him, and he went ahead and got out after we made the announcement. And right after that, that's when Vizino came on. But I tweeted him to let him know he could talk to him and a couple of people. But what we've experienced with Mike Watts even, and he had to let him know, don't be shy, call in and speak. They get real nervous, Vizino. So I got a couple of them on hold.
I mean, anytime, you know, you guys want me to, you know what I'm saying, get back on or whatever, man, I really appreciate it. And, you know, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for you guys. So there's call me. You got my number. You got my direct contact. So, you know, I'm all the way with it. I love the questions. I love the way you guys are doing your thing. I mean, both of y'all have a real good chemistry as far as, you know, what y'all are doing, and, you know, much love and congratulations, and, you know what I'm saying, much success.
Oh, I appreciate that, my brother.
I love him.
Appreciate that, my we. Now, Bizino's that dude, man. We so glad to have him on the show. You know, me and Onyx out here, we trying to do it, bro. We trying to make it happen. Jermaine gave us the platform, man. Shout out to big homie Jermaine Dupri, you know what I'm saying? And,
No doubt.
We working, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jermaine Dupri, without Jermaine Dupri, a lot of this Atlanta stuff wouldn't even be happening. So, he really paved the way for everybody down here in Atlanta. So, you know what I mean? Big shout out to Jermaine Dupri.
That's what's up. Y'all heard that. The shout out to you, Benzine, for coming through. Is there anything else that you have going on that you want to announce? Any future projects that you can speak of that we can get the exclusive one to the audience at this moment?
I mean, definitely check out Hip Hop Weekly on your newsstands. I got a project coming out, a mixtape coming out. I'm working with a lot of hot producers down here, Metro Boomin, Sonny Digital, my man Lo Deezy. I'm just blessed, you know what I'm saying, that I'm still in the industry, I'm still relevant, man. And, you know, you know what I'm saying, I just want to shout y'all out for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you. We really appreciate that, brother. And you might have to do me another. I might need to be on that mixtape. You know, I got the production company, man. I got some joints, man. Might need to be on that joint.
IamBenzino@gmail.com. Yeah, please. And you got my number, too. So I'm trying to wrap it up within the next month. You know what I mean? I got about 75% of it done. So, yeah, send me some joints, man. And let's work.
Most definitely, man.
And then we can also you know, we can get you guys in the magazine, you know, because, you know, like we do a web watch. Yeah.
That'd
we do a
awesome.
Web watch column, and I would love to get you guys do an interview so, you know, we can help promote y'all's, promote y'all's show and, you know what I'm saying, make it even bigger than what it is, you know. So whatever you guys need from me, you got my number, just call me. The good thing about Love and Hip Hop is that we start shooting in a couple more months, you know. The hiatus is in 5 months like last time. It's 2 months, and we right back into it. So, you know, and you should be seeing season 3 probably coming up in January, right after New York. So,
dope.
I'm speechless. I don't know. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thank
I mean,
y'all.
It's one of my favorite
really
magazines.
Man.
Thank you so much.
Much success to both y'all. All right.
Thank you, Mike Sheffy. We're gonna ride out.
Okay. Well, God bless y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
Thank you.
All right. You too.
Yo. Okay.
I love that. Super real.
Super real. Shout out to Benzino. Shout out to the love. I mean, shout out to everybody that tuned in, called in tonight. That was super dope how he kind of slid in. Totally threw me off my game, homie. I just was like, I didn't even know what to say.
Right there for a minute. The format got thrown off. The format
got thrown off.
Like, you know, we got it back on track. You know how we do. But we didn't know he was calling in at that point. So
we really did.
You hear him
stuttering.
We didn't know.
Okay. Seriously. And there's an essence to this show. We don't just go off into tangents. Like, we really be having some type of outline in which the way we want to address things. So for him to – he totally threw me off, homie. I was – we was about to ride out, and here he came. So, but we do have his record.
Check.
I know.
And that's why I was like, oh, sheesh, like, that might be him right there. So check his seat.
I know. God, tell me why I wasn't even about to. I was like, I don't know who this is. But look, we got the Benzino Smash the Homie record, and I want to play that for everybody because we're riding out. So we didn't get a chance to play it before he came on because he surprised us. But I do want to play the Smash the Homie record, and that's we're going to do it like that. Shout out to DJ Michael Watts that called in.
Yes,
and everybody
Michael
that
Watts.
Called in. The city showed up. Stand
shout
up, Colleen.
Colleen, Texas. Like, boom, Colleen, boom, Colleen, boom, Colleen.
I know.
You stand up.
And I didn't know everybody on there that called, but that's what's up. And I kept seeing 254 pop up too and just listening. So that was really dope. People must have been sharing the page and the show. And you know what else I have to say shout out to Colleen for is One Mind Media and also Colleen Hip Hop posted our blog as well. They were actually the first two blogs
out.
To post it. Yes,
shout
they
out.
Posted the Mimi interview, and then we had Basta Pickup and DJ Vlad and a couple other blogs. So like you said at the beginning, shout out to them.
Everybody, man, that picked it up. Shout out Michael Watts for, you know, letting people know about that, the military base over there in Killeen.
Yeah.
And giving y'all the jewel on how to spread y'all music through the military because these
mm-hmm.
guys are stationed everywhere. So
mm-hmm.
if you get them on board, you never know where they can be going, deploying, where they're taking your music with you if they like you. So that was a jewel. I don't know if a lot of people caught that. A lot of people don't even think about giving their music to military bases or getting out there by the bases and shooting it. These are young kids out there, man. These are young kids, your demographic, that you never know. They like your music. The whole base start liking your music. Then the whole brigade, you just never know. So shout out to Michael Watts for that jewel. That was a jewel right there. I hope people caught on.
Most definitely. I mean, and he dropped a couple of them, and I really appreciate the way that he did it. It's like he's seasoned with this, and he was straight giving the time with all the callers. And that's one thing about our show that a lot of people don't have. You know, we actually provide the platform. We don't just interview them and then get them, you know, and get what we need. We actually open the lines up for you guys to speak with them and ask them anything you want. And they already are prepared, and they come on knowing that they're going to be talking with people that, you know, fans, supporters, family, friends. They already know that they're going to spend time and speak with these people. And I really appreciate that, you know, them taking their time out. Because any other day, you may not be able to hit up a Mike Watts or hit up a Benzino or find out how you can get the music to them and how you can be heard. So it starts there. If you don't take the first step, we can't take the second step. So the first step is to tune into The Cut Wednesday night.
Tune in.
17 Central, 5 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, I like that. I like that joint. That if you don't take the first step, we can't take the second step. Word up.
We can't.
I
you
like
know
that
what I'm saying?
Joint. I like
so
that. Joint. It's real.
Thank you.
Tune in.
That's it. It is, you know, and do your part, and then, you know, we can go from there, and then we can talk about the advertising and the branding and the packages that we're going to come with at a later date. So, you know, hang with us. We're here for you, and we appreciate you, and it goes down every week, every Wednesday. I can't announce what we have next week right now, but we'll, I guess the Twitter is at G14 Radio, at Global 14. Shout out to at Jermaine Dupri, his website, global14.com, which the station is via. And also, shout out to the Fleet DJs. We touched down to the conference. That's Golden's people as well. And I think that's it. I'm trying to think of any announcements. Did you have any extra announcements that you could think of?
Nah, man, but just look out for us in Hip Hop Weekly coming soon, yo.
Oh, I know.
Benzino
right?
About to make that happen.
I know. That was hella dope and a surprise for us. So I'm glad they got to share that moment with us, and my brother's going to be all excited. You know, I still have one that's not in the free world just yet, but he gets that magazine. It's one of his favorites. The So-So Death anniversary was in the magazine, and he was asking me all about it. So I can't wait to let him know, like, hey, you'll be seeing me and my homie. So, and that's
shout out to Melissa Love, too. Shout out to Melissa Love, Mel Love.
Yeah.
We're going to have her on the show soon. You're going to see what Mel does. She does great work interviewing and working with all these stars, booking for these stars, handling day-to-day things, like behind-the-scenes a mogul in the making. We're going to have her on here soon. So shout out Mel. She just came back from Punta Cana out there doing her damn thing. Her Instagram was crazy. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait for a vacation. But soon as she got off the plane, she hit me up and was like, yo, Benzino going to be coming through the show. Have you heard from me yet? Blah, blah, blah. So soon as she got off the plane, she didn't even have to do that. So shout out Mel. Much love, sweetheart, and she held us down with the Mimi interview. She held us down with the Benzino interview, so that's real dope.
That's what's up, man. We must keep doing what we do. Shout out to Staff G14 Radio, G14 The Club. We're gonna ride out to Smash the Homie again. Follow us at Onyx254. I'm on Twitter, IG, and Global14 at Onyx254.
Hit me up at the Glue, THAGLUE. On Twitter, on Instagram, The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece. And on Global 14, I'm Golden Fleece too.
Alrighty. This is Smash the Homie, Benzino, the homie.
The animal.
What's going on with Benzino? He wants to still date. And you know he wants to. Because, you know, I got some good stuff down here.
You got
know.
Rubies down there?
Diamonds. But he's not even going to touch them. Hold up. You know he's coming here.
Since she smashed the homie.
Birds out their fucking mind, man. Mind, man.
She said she wanna get to know me, even though she smashed the homie. I'm just saying what they told me. I try to tell her keep it low key.
She wanna do it like some animal. I said I'm with it, cause for real, girl, I'm an animal. If we did that, it'd be more that you can handle them. I'm off that liquor, I'm an animal. Hold it, this beat is the shit. I'm at the bank, still holding my dick. Yeah. Hold the smack while I empty the clip. Yeah. Hand me straight while I empty the fifth. That's when I got all my animal shit. I'm still a savage for this paper, I'm handling shit. About my business, catch you later, I'm better than this. I'm on your TV screen, but still I will shatter this bitch.
She said she wanna get to know me, even though she smashed her homie. I'm just saying what they told me. I try to tell her keep it low.
Wanna do it like some animals. I said I'm ready, cause for real, girl, I'm an animal. If we did that, it'd be more that you can handle them. I'm off that kush, I'm off that liquor, I'm an animal.
At night she creep in my bed and she yawning. And then she creep out at 6 in the morning. She always riding in something that's foreign. Said I excited her, nigga, so boring. And she be loving this animal dick. Silence of the lamb, straight Hannibal shit. Especially when it's dark and the candles are lit. No love in hip hop, this is some animal shit. She said she wanna get to know me, even though she's not the homie. I'm just saying what they told me. I try to tell her keep it low key.
She wanna do it like some animals. Said I'm with it, cause for real, girl, I'm an animal. If we did that, it'd be more that you can handle them. I'm off that kush, I'm off that liquor, I'm an animal.
Yeah, seen that brand new drop, Monty, I bought it. Yeah, seen that new Louis luggage, I copped it. Woo! Secretaries get beat in my office. Woo! It's not enough, so I turn down them offers. Fuck them niggas, cause I get on my animal shit. I come through with 100 killers, go ham in this bitch. Leave you no choice, and motherfuckers gon' have to submit. We tore it down, and you said, look what them animals did. She said she wanna get to know me, even though she smashed the homie. I'm just saying what they told me. Try to tell her keep it low key. Say she wanna get to know me, even though she smashed her homie. I'm just saying what they told me. I try to tell her keep it low key.
She wanna do it like some animals. I said I'm with it, cause for real, girl, I'm an animal. If we did that, it'd be more that you can handle them. I'm off that kush, I'm off that liquor, I'm an animal.
What's going on with Benzino?